That's how winning is done.
What's that?
Are you not entertained?
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you?
Bad guy in a little coat.
I want my money's worth.
He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Excuse me.
Your balls are showing.
Bumblebee tuna?
It's about damn time.
Where did you come from, baby? And ooh, won't you take me back? Got a way you won't do, baby. Tenderoni, you've got to be. Spark my need, just sugar fly with me.
For the last one, can I do the announcer voice?
Do you want to?
For the last.
Welcome to What's Up, Bro? With Nary Sines and Mike Mercadal.
I haven't done that in so long.
It's been nice. It's been nice.
You enjoy
it. Not having good. Done that has been great.
And welcome to our guest, Bizarro Nary. Chris Kwan is here with us.
Bizarro Nary.
Hi, everyone. I sound just like Nary and look just like him, too.
No.
That's no.
No, no. The assumption is that everywhere I go, I have to make a friend who's bearded and heavy. And when I get to New York, I'm going to have another friend that's bearded and heavy.
Well, Oni's not bearded. but she's heavy. So see what I did there? I said Oni, and then I said she, because it's actually a he.
When he loses weight, though, will you stop being his friend?
Yes.
Because none of us have lost. I mean, Nary, you lost weight recently?
12 pounds.
But you're still fat, right?
Yeah. I'm still, I can lose 80 and I'll still be fat.
I've actually lost about 11 pounds recently. Yeah. No one notices.
No.
No one notices.
No. It's a couple of years ago, I lost like 100 pounds. And the first 30 people, I'm like, oh, I've lost 30 pounds. And like, since when? Like they had no idea that they couldn't. I make that joke with real fat people too. When they're like, "Oh, I've lost 25 pounds," I'm like, "Would you do clip your toenails?" I don't care. I sell shit. But yeah, no, it's fine.
I just saw a chick's picture on Instagram today. It's like I lost 39 pounds. Like the before picture, it's like her really fat, and then the after picture, it's just her really fat.
Right, just fat.
All it is that I say the words really fat faster.
Yeah, it's really fat. Yeah.
Really fat.
Really fat.
So congratulations. Now you're only really fat.
Now you're only, yeah.
It's those incremental, non-visual changes that really make a difference.
It's true. It's true to your self-esteem. You're like, look, my clothes are fitting better. Like, I'll take your word for
but
it.
They're still fat clothes. They're fat people clothes. No, they're huge people clothes.
Clearly. Sorry.
I tell you, that was a huge deal when I went from my fat clothes to my dad to buy new pants. That was a huge deal.
It's not fair with Mike, though. He's like 6'4".
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I feel as if you're shorter, 30 pounds should look more significant than if you're taller.
Yeah.
I feel like.
30 pounds. Well, it depends. I was 260 and I lost.
We're not going to give numbers here.
30 pounds.
Yeah, we don't have to give numbers.
No, but a girl like.
You're the only one that's going to give numbers. Nobody else on a podcast is going to give numbers. Well, we're going to go, look, we've lost 12 pounds. We're not going to tell you where we started. We've lost 12 pounds.
But someone was like, oh, I need to lose 30 pounds. And this someone was like a 5'3", 120-pound girl.
Right.
And I was like, if you lose 30 pounds, you're going to die.
She looked great. She'll look great.
She'll look great and not be able to walk right and be dizzy all the time, and she'll just be 80 pounds.
Here's the thing. I don't know about girl weight. Like, I don't know shit about girl weight at all. Girls are like, I need to lose 12 pounds. I'm like, 12 pounds for me, I can lose that in like 2 weeks, but it won't do shit to me. Like, it won't.
Yeah, percentage-wise. Yeah, that's because percentage-wise, it's not a lot.
So I don't know. And when a girl goes, oh my God, I'm so fat. I'm like 140. I'm like, I don't know how to tell.
yeah.
what that is. Because if I was 140, I'd be dead. Yeah, pretty close to it. Yeah.
You're not supposed to be 140.
So that I'm like, I don't know. So when girls talk about weight, I'm like, I don't know.
You know, talk about.
I know when it's a fat girl and I know when she needs to lose weight, but I don't know how much weight is right for her.
All of it.
Just keep losing weight.
Just keep going until you don't question it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, keep going until it's not an issue.
Yeah. Actually, girls always question it. You ever seen those hot chicks? They're like, oh my God, look at this. And they start pinching something. And I'm like, you're pinching with your fingers.
Like it's your skin.
Like I have handfuls. We don't want to get into this. Like, look at this. And then they got to squint. Like, you ever seen?
They lean forward.
They're sitting down and they lean forward and then they pinch. And I'm like, that's
everybody. That's the universe.
I don't like it when a girl or when any human being is like, when I wear this one specific shirt that's really tight, I don't look great. I'm like, that's awesome. When I wear double XL shirts, I still look fat. That's a problem.
We did that. I bought a bunch of shirts recently off a website.
I'm sorry to hear that.
They're $6 shirts. The website's called $6 Shirts, right? And it's a bunch of shirts like funny nerd shirts.
Oh, like graphic tees?
Yeah. The graphic t-shirts. And I had the Callahan auto brake pads. I'm like, yeah, from Tommy Boy. I'm like, so I bought that one. But I get it. And Mike was here. There's a few weeks ago. Mike was here when I received the shipment. And I'm like folding the clothes. I'm like, man, these look really big. I ordered double X. I don't know if I ordered too big. So I put one of the shirts up. And Mike is like, holy shit, that's huge, man.
It must have been for like middle of the country.
And I'm like, oh, wow. I'm like, I think I ordered double X out of habit. I don't know. I think this is too big. I didn't know. You know, I didn't do a size chart. And then I put the shit on. Perfect.
Yeah. Perfect. That's the worst feeling ever. You know what's weird?
I fit into that.
When I lose like 15 pounds, I pull out the XL shirts and I'm like, oh, they just look, they look huge. They look humongous. I'm like, gosh, I totally fit into that. But I know when I've gained the weight, because when I look at them, it just looks like a narrow fucking hallway that I'm just trying to squeeze into. It's awful.
It's like you're trying to say, excuse me to get past someone.
Sometimes I just pre-stretch my shirts so that I know I fit into them all the time.
That's normal. Everybody does that. Yeah. I went to the beach last weekend. I went into the beach, and by the beach, I mean the sun. I went into the sun.
He had a personal experience. The sun sexually violated
him. But I went there, and I saw the same picture I texted you, Mike, later on that night when I got super red. Do I look a little red? So that same picture I sent to my friend with the same joke, right? This girl. I'm like, hey. And then she was like, wow. She's like, I don't understand. Why'd you get that red to begin with? Don't you always wear a shirt? And I was like, no, I went to the beach. She's like, yeah, I know.
Oh. She just presumed that.
Yeah. And I was like, wait, do you think I'm that fat guy? Do you think I'm
the fat guy that wears a shirt at the beach?
Yeah, do you think I'm the fat guy that wears a shirt at the beach? Do you think I'm that guy?
I've never been.
No, like that's what I was. I got worried. I was like, oh no. That's what other people perceive me as, is the fat guy that I'm like, I know I'm fat, but you think I'm that one?
There's
a different class of fat guy. And I'm like, I'm not that. What?
That's a different kind of fat.
Yeah, that's also turning you into like antisocial fat guy.
That's like where it starts and to affect you.
Delusional fat. That's delusional fat guy.
Like you're hiding it under the shirt.
Yeah. Like nobody could tell I'm fat because I'm wearing like no. I just feel more comfortable with a wet shirt rubbing my nipples against.
If anything, it draws attention more attention to you because you're like, look at that fucking asshole wearing a shirt at the.
Look at this guy over here. But like she asked honestly, she's like, why'd you get so red anyways? I thought. She goes, don't you always wear a shirt? I'm like, no, I went to the beach. Like, I was completely interested. Like,
at least
you
didn't say, like, your kind of people should wear it.
Yeah. Holy fuck.
Your people should be put on an island. What? I'm just fat. I don't understand.
She's like, no. You guys should be shot. I was very concerned. I'm like, wow, I'm really that. Am I that fat guy? You think I'm that guy? I'm not that guy.
So what'd you tell her?
Yeah, no, nothing. I mean, I told her no, thank you, and then I walked away. Before the tears came.
Yeah.
So did you eat after she told you?
No, that? I was still like, I was very happy with myself. I'm like, in the last 3 weeks, I restarted the former body, that slow carb diet, and like in the last 3 weeks, so I've lost 12 pounds. I was very happy with myself up until then, and I was like, oh, don't be a dick.
Yeah. Way to kill them. Yeah, I've done
very good, except for this past weekend, which Saturday was your thing. So I cheated that day. And then I cheated the next day was my original cheat day on Sunday. So, like, aside from that, which it wasn't even that crazy, I was like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like burgers and cupcakes and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's fine.
Yeah, I'm not saying I didn't.
I've been off the diet. I can feel the difference. Like, I feel like I've gained. Like, I feel more jiggly.
I don't know how we got into this whole weight conversation. It's awful
because I can only be friends with fat guys.
Oh, that's right.
That's the rule.
Right. It's Mike's fault.
Yeah. Is it that you want to make yourself feel better about yourself? Yeah,
I made friends with you through comedy. Hey,
do you still have fat eyes? Like, do you have fat eyes? Do you see yourself as a fat guy still?
Yeah.
You're not fat.
I see more problems than I see. Well, just recently, dude, I felt so self-conscious, but I did the before.
Fat eyes to me was something different. I was like, does that mean you look at chicks and you want to eat them?
like in the cartoons where they turn into a hot dog or something?
Oh, my goodness.
That girl looks like a turkey leg. No, I do have fat eyes where I'm always like, I still don't have a, you know, like I'm always like comparing deep. If I let my mind go, it'll happen. But ultimately what I have is I would never take a picture with my shirt off, like, and pose. You know how those guys pose with the pictures in
except the ones that you posted on.
Except for, hold on, the recent one that I did, because I took a picture. Because I saw myself, I came out of the shower and I'm like, oh man, like I was just.
You only got negative comments on that picture. At least the first six people that I saw were like, why'd you take a picture of yourself? You took it from a different angle.
Oh yeah, that was Xander Ray. Maybe I didn't follow up with the next five people.
Yeah.
No, but.
Or being a comic.
Yeah, he's being a comic. Yeah, this, you can't let joy happen. But I was super proud of the before and after, like the difference, because like, I was like, man, you can really see the difference in the pictures. And I posted it up, and that was like the first time I've ever done that. Like, I take a picture specifically to post it of me.
If we look through your phone right now.
Sorry,
let me
ask you a question.
Yeah. Would you find of yourself?
Well, it took like six tries to get that one to look right.
Oh my god! Did you delete the other ones though, or
you still play with the angles? You still did the fat girl.
I did the fat girl. No.
You didn't do it on the first try, man.
That was the joke.
Right.
That was the joke. No, I did. I took a couple times because I couldn't get the angle right because I couldn't see my phone.
Do you feel yourself becoming douchier as you lose weight? Like, do you want to do douchey things? Because people always say that.
What are douchey things?
Well, like people like, say,
me, I can do these now.
People say, like, oh, taking pictures in mirrors, like that's what douche guys do.
I don't do that.
Do you want?
I did
to
that
do
because it's a specific before and after. And that's just what I was documented. Asking. No, douchey things like that. Like, here's a picture of me with my shirt off, ladies. Like that. No, because I don't think I've earned that yet. I've lost weight. I'm not thin. I'm not ripped or anything. I can't pull that off. Or take your shirt off for no reason.
You're saying it like if you do get ripped.
If you get ripped.
Oh, I'm going to be douche-tastic. I'm going to be the douchiest douche that ever douched.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that. I don't think I'll be like, first of all, I've given up on the whole six-pack thing.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't think I've ever thought I'm going to get a six-pack. Even when I would, even when I was in my prime as far as losing weight and when I was going to the gym, I saw at one point, I was going to the gym twice a day. I was doing two a days, and I was doing a lot.
That's crazy.
I lost 100 pounds, so it worked.
Well, yeah,
But even then, I never thought to myself, I'm going to have a six-pack, ever.
Yeah.
Like, never thought that to myself.
I've heard six-packs about, like, eating. It's like, it's all about what you eat.
Well, in that point in my life, I was doing excellent on all aspects, like eating right. I was going to the gym twice a day. I was doing cardio. I was doing weights. I was doing the whole nine.
The six-pack has a lot to do also with the type of workout you do, and then also like how much water you drink, water weight.
Like, even then, I was like, I don't. I just want.
Yeah, you're like, I don't want to get there.
No, I never even thought about it. Ever. It was never never crossed my mind. My goal in my mind was to not be fat.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be fat. Lose weight. It was never, hey, maybe one day I could get a six pack. I was never that guy.
Mine is.
And I just don't. I don't see myself ever having a six pack.
Do you think that's how you sound when you get closer to a six pack?
No, I just don't.
The closer I get to a six pack,
that's what happens.
I can't wait to get to a six pack. Look at my six pack.
So, I've been doing crunches. Yeah.
Having you both together.
Hey, guys, I lost 100 pounds over the last year.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Having you both in the same room is kind of freaking me out. just realized.
Well, if you noticed, we haven't high five, we haven't touched each other. The same matter can't occupy the same space.
That's totally what it is.
And don't worry, bro. There's an equal but opposite reaction for everything that you do, Mike. So this is going to come back to you hard, bro.
I haven't slept in 3 days.
Probably on this road trip that you'll be taking on the next couple of days.
Well, I went to that beach. I went to the beach on Sunday, on Saturday, and I got burned. I didn't even know I got burned until I went to your party and I got a hug from somebody. That's and I was like, oh my God, this shit hurts. What the
what happened?
And then I realized I got burnt. So I went home, took that picture, sent it to you, whatever. And then, so I couldn't sleep that night because I was like super like, ow, ow, ow.
Yeah.
Then the next day, the entire day I spent indoors and I was still very like, it was
it's like hot. Your whole skin is hot.
Yeah, it was more sensitive the next day, which was Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday night to sleep again. It was very difficult to sleep. Like even when I would, like when I got to the point where I was sleeping, like maybe 20, 30 minutes, I would move and the pain would wake me up. And I was like, ah. So then Monday comes around. I'm not like, I still feel like some kind of pain, but I'm like not enough to like, all right. So I go throughout my day just fine. Going to go to bed and I'm thinking to myself, there's no way. Like I'm going to sleep great tonight. And then the itching comes.
Oh my God.
Incredible. Like my entire body just felt like my fucking skin felt like it was with termites. Like if I was the woodman and fucking termites were coming and I just couldn't sleep all night. That's what. I'm not used to. Sunburns. This is the second sunburn I've ever had in my life. I'm not used to this shit.
Yeah. The worst. We had people coming to the ER one time. I swear, this guy came in for itchy sunburn. That's what he wrote on the paper.
What did you give him?
I wanted to give him a swift kick to the nuts, but I couldn't. They gave him fucking Percocets.
But did he have like a second degree burn or something?
Go to the ER and tell him your sunburn itches and I just can't sleep. I get too much pain on my sunburn. And we literally laughed at that guy. Like, we could not. We're like,
I don't care.
I laughed right in his face.
If you give me Percocets, it'd be great. Do whatever you want. Laugh whatever you want.
I got a sunburn. Can I get Adderall or something?
If you get a sunburn, I'm so distracted by my sunburn.
I can't think. I need Adderall.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I could take Adderall. Maybe I should take it for the drive.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't know.
You get a long drive.
Man. I didn't know if I could take Adderall the first time I took Adderall.
For those of you just tuning in, or not just tuning in, but tuning in this episode and have missed the last couple, this is Mike's last episode.
Ever.
Wow.
Apparently, everybody thinks I'm dying.
I don't think it's ever. It's going to be his last episode till January. That's my bet. That he'll be back in January. So I'm going to assume.
Once it starts getting really fucking cold up there.
Once it gets real cold.
No, he says it's because I'm going to get lonely during the holidays.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And that's all. That's gonna happen. So I may come back for the holidays if I get money.
That's what happens. That's what I'm betting on. You're going to come back for the holidays, see your family, and go, oh, I don't want to be alone.
No.
And
I'll be like, I'm good. I see them for the holiday. Hey, everybody, I love you. Wow, okay, bye.
That's awesome. That is such an awesome selective schedule of being with people. You just pick the best time to be with them when they're all happy.
The best time.
That's actually not the best time. That's actually the most stressful time.
Not if you come from out of town.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just see like all these people coming in from out of town, and I'm like, this is like the most stressful time. You have to deal with flights, cancellations.
Yeah. Traveling would be a problem, but I think the actual, you're the guest.
Yeah.
Everyone's excited to see you. And you're like,
Mike,
you're,
nobody's excited to see you.
I mean, in my mind.
I'm talking about when you're the guest, nobody's excited to see the guest. They're like, oh, this guy's here. Now we're going to make accommodations for him. Oh, let me stop my fucking day so you will go hang out. Oh, what do you want to do? Touristy shit that I normally do every other day?
Hey, you better not come back in
jingle
January.
Jingle bells.
This sounds awful.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. What the fuck is this guy doing here?
Larry convinced me, bro.
I just feel like so much family has come from out of town recently. And I'm just like, oh, why are you guys?
You just want to kind of put up a wall.
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't
like a cloak your house. Like, hey, the house is gone. You must not be here.
I don't.
Just put like a for sale sign on your fucking house.
Sold.
Yeah, man. We had your farewell barbecue.
On
Saturday.
That was awesome.
That was fun, man.
I had a great time.
It was good. I had to leave a commercial shoot.
Yeah, you did.
I had to do a commercial for.
You didn't get the movie, by the way.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, last time I had just gotten the news. I guess I can talk about it. I didn't get it. I was up.
You obviously didn't hear last week's podcast.
What?
You didn't hear last week's podcast?
No.
Yeah. I talked about it after you.
I've been a little busy. You talked about what?
I told everybody the movie.
No, yeah, really? Thing,
yeah. Maybe that's why Mike didn't get it.
Maybe you fucked me.
Because the thing is that all of those Hollywood agents listen to Mike's podcast.
What's up, bro?
Like 5,000 times a day.
And they listen to
fuck up, you, Mike Mercadal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Saying that you were going to be
that's actually the name of the podcast. Fuck you, Mike Mercadal.
Fuck you, Mike Mercadal. Jeez, man. You fucked me, no, Mary.
Yeah, that one episode was fuck you, Mike Mercadal, soon to potentially be in the movie Machete.
Yeah. That was a long ass title.
I think that's what got them. There was a lot of keywords that Neri made available for that.
It was really Machete, huge keyword, bro.
Yeah.
People search that shit in podcasts all the time. Like, absolutely. Machete podcast.
Well, whatever. I was going to be in. I got called from my agent right before we came on the air that they're like, hey, a casting director from New York called, and they are interested in reading for you to be in the Machete movie, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, what? And they're like, it shoots this weekend. And then you got to come in and you got to send, I'll send you the lines and we'll find out what's going on. I was like, holy shit. And it kind of really made, like, kind of solidified me with my agent because I went to her office. I hung out with her and this other girl who was filming me. I recorded myself on tape for the part a bunch of times and they, like, and I was like, oh, well, that was fun. You know, we were just kind of messing around.
And they were being, like, extra nice to you, right?
Well, they're being nice to me because if I get this part, it's kind of a good thing for them, too. You know, they get paid. And also, it's good if their clients do well. You know, like, that's just the nature. That's why having an agent, like, who cares is always really nice. And I've met that. I met the Dick guy.
Oh, right, right.
I met that guy.
Dick guy?
And he was a dick to me on the phone.
Which one is it?
What did you say?
I said he has a huge dick.
Well, he's black. I did not expect it, but he's also a huge dick, or it was to me on the phone.
All right,
but whatever. I mean, he's whatever. I don't give a shit about that guy. My agent emailed me after the thing, and she was like, "Wow, Mike, the auditions that I can't, they were really good, amazing, really fun." And I was like, "And this kind of reaction I'd never gotten from her before with anything." Like she was like, "This is amazing, and it's great, and I really hope you get it, and all this stuff like that." And I'm like, "That feels really good." And then I got booked a commercial, and then I got called back for this, and I got this part all at the same time, like a week before I'm supposed to leave. And now she's like, she's literally sent me emails. Are you sure you want to go? Are you sure you want to leave? And I'm like, yeah, I got to now.
I already had a farewell barbecue.
I totally.
Yeah, after the barbecue.
Look, the barbecue has spoken.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
Dude, you had a bunch of characters at your fucking barbecue.
Yeah, man. What the hell happened?
There was, first of all, there was a lot of good looking women, right? And they're all your friends from the hospital, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Why do people at hospitals, women at hospitals, look so damn good?
They are all, my hospital is like a nexus for like hot chicks.
Yeah, because, I was telling him, I told him this a long time ago, this is like I think it's because all of them were there at the same time.
Yeah.
So I think.
Imagine me at work.
Every nurse that I've gotten when I go to a hospital or like go visit a friend at a hospital is fat and old.
Yeah.
Like every nurse and every nursing student that I know, every nursing student that I know is tremendously beautiful. And so.
Yeah. I
always said there's something that falls between
nurses. It's the ER. It has to do with the ER. ER nurses they're usually younger. They're usually more, you know, they have more energy, you know, they have the pace, the lifestyle of the like they can't sit on a slow floor and it's boring and blah, blah,
blah.
So
it's not that they're less qualified, right?
No, it's not that they're less qualified.
I was about to say, do they send the young nurses who are less qualified?
Technically, they would be less qualified.
Every nurse that graduates nursing school has nothing to, like, there are old people graduating from nursing school now. That's the career everyone wants to be a nurse now.
So if you're an old person, do they send you to the ER?
No, you get to pick where you go. And you apply for a job like you would anywhere else.
Oh, got it. So the ER nurses.
You apply there because that's like the highest energy, you know, the pace is fast. You deal with real things. You're not just dealing with like, if you go to another floor in the hospital, sometimes it's all respiratory patient on ventilators and they're all comatose. And you have to change your diapers. And
I'm not with that. Can I be a nurse? If I'm going to get paid like a nurse.
No, you're not hot enough to be a.
No, you're, yeah.
Well, you could be a regular nurse, not an ER nurse.
No, I'm not talking about ER. I'm talking about just everybody. There's no actual medical attention.
That's a qualified floor. You got to be.
Changing diapers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Solid.
That exists.
I've changed diapers.
Yep.
Yeah. They're a little bit smaller.
They're adult, yeah. People always tell me that. They're like, oh, when you have kids, you're going to have to change diapers. And I'm like, I change adult diapers. Like, you understand what I do? Like, I change adult. Unconscious. People who know that I'm changing their diaper, like grown ass people, like I've changed.
That's pretty gross.
Diapers with adult shit in it.
Yeah, this one from hot hot young chicks to adults.
Yeah, you're the ones talking about the...
Yeah. So anyways, these girls were there. And
yeah,
I,
they're all
I made the comment of like, hey, we're doing a pool. How long do you think Mike is going to take to before he comes back? And every single guy was like, oh, dude, I think it's going to be after the first storm, the first snowstorm.
That was the best and one I've heard so far.
I think it's going to be this, and I think it's going to be that. And every single girl was like, no, he's going to make it. Stop it. He's going to make it, guy. Like, every girl at the party was like, wow. Like, I'm like, it's a fucking joke. We're going along with the
joke. He's going to make it. And then literally it was like, no, but seriously, what? How long? And they're like, oh, I don't
know. I don't know.
No.
I don't want to put money. Is there money on it?
Like, there's something.
What are the odds? What's going on?
They're like, you set the standard. Nice. We have to like you because you supported me thing. Now the truth.
Yeah, so we had an 80s theme party for Mike.
Yeah.
And I went there wearing my Ghostbusters t-shirt.
That's right.
I was one of like the three people that did 80s theme.
I think that that message got lost in the translation. In the
yes, because the invite was very difficult to read. It said Mike's 80s. Well, actually, it said 80s farewell party for Mike Mercado.
Right. The thing is that it's on a, it was a Facebook invite, and like
nobody reads
those. Nobody reads those.
Not anymore. When Facebook first came out, I couldn't fucking avoid them. Now they're just secretive in a corner.
Yeah.
It's on your notifications, but I mean, goddamn.
Who knows that? There's so many, but the things that people invite you to, so much random bullshit. Like,
well, here's the thing. You and I get invited to much more than the average Joe.
Bro.
Because we
all our friends are comics.
As comics, that's what you do. You invite people to your shows. And so when you're friends with, you know, 700, not even exaggerating, when you're friends with a lot of comics, you end up accumulating a lot of those notifications.
I don't like. It got to the point where I wouldn't even send them out anymore. I would just tell people like, "Hey, I'm gonna like." I would text message. I'm like, "Hey, I'm if you're interested."
Which is more effective, right?
Yeah, like the direct marketing.
So anyway, so it was an '80s theme party, and you had the worst DJ.
This guy. Oh my god!
It was the worst DJ.
I thought he was great.
I thought he was great for all the wrong reasons.
I mean, I think he was very much like an 80s DJ. I think when he read 80s Party, he thought, I need to act like a dick from the 80s.
From the 80s. I need to go do coke.
Yeah, bro. That
a shitload of it.
Coked out.
That guy was so bad.
He, dude, he didn't have, there was so much music he didn't have.
It was 80s, right?
He was interacting with the party as if he was part of the party. Like, when I first got there, I didn't know he was a DJ.
I didn't know who he was. He was
sitting down at the table.
Yeah.
Drinking a beer. And I was like, oh, this must be one of Mike's friends that I don't know because I don't know any of Mike's friends. So I'm like, all right, cool.
I didn't know who he was. I'd never met that guy before that day in my life. He happens to know someone who Sunshine's friend.
Yeah. It wasn't even like a cool interactive DJ. It's like, oh, everybody having fun tonight or something like that. No. It was just like,
he just had,
what's next?
He just had a stereo. He has a sound system from the 90s. It wasn't even the 80s because it was all CDs. And I was like, oh, who does guy, like, wow.
The guy had CDs when he could just have, I mean, I could run shit off of my iPhone, man.
Yeah, like literally.
He ended up doing that.
That's what we ended up doing. When
he was phenomenal. He did coke and was being inappropriate and cursing inappropriately.
Yeah, he was saying in front of my mom.
Your mom, that was awkward.
That was so awkward.
Did he start talking about hookers or something like that?
Yeah, man. He's talking about hookers.
Yeah, straight up.
He talked about like, I said something in front of my uncle and his son, my cousin, and
11.
He's a freshman in high school. He's like 13, 14. He's 14. And my uncle, who's actually kind of religious, like he's very religious, he's very conservative, talking about getting cocaine and blow and fucking hookers and stuff like that in front of my look. And it's not like he's like a older looking, like he looks like a teenage kid, like a little kid.
Right.
And he called my uncle dad. You know what I mean? Like, this is clearly his son who's a child. Like, you don't say shit like that in front of, like, and I was just kind of a, like,
I like the comment that Neri made.
Here's the
Neri made a comment and he was like, if this party was like super packed, with like 300 people, he could understand a little bit of that crazy ass behavior.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I DJed, and again, when I was younger, meaning like 23, 24, like I would DJ house parties and shit. Like, it was no big deal. But I always, since there was always a job, like, I was always friendly and nice, but I wasn't, first of all, since I don't drink, I was never even that DJ to get a beer, but I was never the DJ to go around the DJ table. Like, I stayed
on like, that's your job.
Table. That's my job. I'm here to play music. I wasn't there to, like, go around and mingle and start eating shit. And it was weird for me to see that. Again, I didn't even know he was a fucking DJ until later on. I was like, oh, this guy's the DJ.
I thought, I like, at a certain point, like when I got there.
I thought they rented a sound system and someone just kept changing it.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. That was like the, like, just the weirdest thing. Because I'm like, at my going away party, who the fuck is this guy? You know, like the whole time. I knew everybody but that guy. And I'm like, why does he keep interacting with all of it? He's the DJ, right?
Yeah, and he made it really awkward.
At the end.
A few times he made it awkward. But then here's the thing. Here's the thing. I go to him. Hey, man, do you have any White Snake? And he's like, fuck yeah. He got so excited.
Remember, this is an 80s party.
And he goes, fuck yeah, I have White Snake. And then he gave me like the hardest high five ever. Like,
Whitesnake, what song did you think in your head, right?
That's the one I thought.
The one everybody thinks of when you hear Whitesnake.
When you hear Whitesnake, the only song.
Here I go again on my own.
That's the song that should come to mind.
Absolutely.
He played a song that not only was not that, it was the most, I've never heard that song before in my life. There's plenty of 80s songs that I go, I don't know the name of it, but I've heard it before.
Yeah.
Type of shit. Like, I think I've heard it from this. It was in a movie somewhere.
Yeah.
He played the B-side of a fucking album that nobody's ever heard of in their fucking life.
And it was like slow. Super slow.
It sounded like if the White Snake lead singer was being accompanied by like Paul Simon.
Well, you know what it was?
I think it was the
White Snake song that when the group split up, the guy kept the name Whitesnake.
Yeah.
And then he recorded a song, and that was a song that he played. And then I go, hey, man, do you have Here I Go Again on My Own? Right? Like, again, I don't even know that's the name of the song, but I know by just by saying that you should know what the fuck I'm talking about. And he goes, nah.
He didn't have
And I'm that. Like, you don't fucking have that? And he goes, nah. And
but I go, he had all the other Whitesnake songs. All right.
So I show him, he goes, what? Show me what it sounds like. So I fucking put it on YouTube on my phone. He goes, yeah, just plug your phone in. Like, so now I'm the DJ.
Yeah. That's when it started getting fun.
And at one point, you requested Phil Collins.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, Phil 80s Collins. Party. This is an 80s party. You request Phil Collins. He comes back. Well, somebody goes and asks him for Phil Collins. They come back to the table and they go, yeah, he doesn't have any Phil Collins.
And I told her, not even the Tarzan soundtrack? Like, the fucking Tarzan soundtrack?
Not any. Well, that's the thing, is that he's running off CDs. Like, otherwise, you would just type YouTube and be like, yeah, here.
Yes, but again, if you're an 80s DJ, you're getting hired for an 80s gig, and you got to take all your 80s CDs, Phil Collins should be in there.
That's high on the list.
It's not. You should take your Bon Jovi, your Phil Collins, and your Journey. That's like the go-to ones.
Yeah.
Everything else is secondary.
Yeah.
But he goes, no, I don't have Phil Collins. How the fuck?
Yeah. And I think it was really specific, too. It was like, Mike likes rock and roll. You know, it wasn't like it's like Michael Jackson. I mean, he eventually finally fucking thought about Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
After we mentioned it, too, it was like, no Michael Jackson at an 80s party?
First of all, the music, the whole time I was like, yeah, this is 80s stuff. But I'm like, man, these are weird songs to choose. Like, these are not party songs.
It's not like known 80s songs.
Yeah.
It was like this has to be 80s because it's awful.
It sounds.
So I'm gonna assume it's 80s.
It's got like clicky synthesizers and weird like.
It's like the Ninja 3: The Domination soundtrack.
It's totally the Ninja 3: The Domination soundtrack.
So then, at one point, towards the end of the night, we said, "Hey, let's do karaoke." And I don't know how Let's Do Karaoke turned into Mike is the only one that's going to do karaoke.
Yeah, like I did. Everyone just kind of handed me a microphone and they were like, sing this one.
It was like a karaoke puppet.
Man. And Mike was doing it to his credit. To your credit, you didn't say no to any song. You're like, yeah, no, all right, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, I don't have the words. I'll Google the words and we'll find this shit out. And then at the end of the night, you go, this is my favorite. Well, we were playing off each other's phones.
Yeah.
Plugged in our phones, right? So everybody will go up, play a song.
Basically, the DJ is irrelevant at this point.
Right. Well, he was irrelevant the entire night.
But at this point, this guy.
Oh, he was sitting behind us at this point.
Dude, he was sitting with everybody else.
He was sitting behind us.
They were videotaping you, Mike, karaoke, like singing karaoke.
Yeah.
There was a few people from a few different angles. This motherfucking guy would come in front of the camera, in between you, Mike, and the camera, filming you,
yeah,
and like do a photo bomb, like while they're filming you, and nobody's like, we don't fucking know you, bro.
Yeah, nobody knows who you are.
Nobody knows who you are. We're fucking filming our friends for a world. Like, this is for us to fucking put on Facebook, like, hey, look at Mike singing a song in karaoke.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, who's that guy? We don't fucking know.
Who's that guy? I don't know. That, you know? Somebody tag him if you know him.
Jeez, Luis. So that kept that was the first time I got aggravated with him.
Yeah, yeah,
that was the first time I was like, hey, come on, dude, this is not your shit. Like, you're trying to be the star of the like, this is not your, like,
yeah. It's almost like you picked a bad party to do coke.
Yeah,
like, this is not the right time to be doing this.
Here's the thing: if I have to tell you, if I'm thinking, if my thoughts about you are, hey, man, you should lay back. This is not about you. Coming from me, that's this a fucking issue, bro.
Did Milli Vanilli dance?
Yes.
It's
because you didn't know the words of the song.
I didn't know the words of the song.
I improvised.
I only know the chorus to Milli Vanilli.
Obviously.
Everybody does. But that you were doing the dance, and that was all. And for you to say that guy is like, hey, man, this ain't your thing.
Yeah. For me to be like, hey, dude. Just
chill.
Just hang back, bro.
He knows me.
First of all, he did it before even I did it. He was doing it from the get-go.
Yeah, man. Like, what a dick.
And he was just passing by with, like, pictures of you, like, the little
yeah, they made cut-out faces of me that were remarkably unnerving. Stick, yeah. Yeah, on a stick.
And then he was like, hey, look at me. And I'm like, yeah. We're trying to look at our friend, not you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Move away from our fucking friend.
He's like that guy that peaked too early in life, and he's just trying to...
I don't think he ever peaked.
He was probably just some...
I think he tweaked.
Maybe he peaked like a...
Yeah, he peaked. He did a lot of acid.
I think he tweaked.
Yeah.
He was definitely tweaking.
He was tweaking.
But I don't think he... No, man, that guy seriously had... We were laughing. Chris said something, the funniest thing.
Well, that's when I asked for a Michael Jackson song.
Well, right. You put it on your phone.
I'm like, here.
You literally put it on your phone. You plugged in the phone.
I have it on my iPod. Like, I didn't even have to YouTube it. Like, here.
And the reason he was sitting right behind me and Neri. And I go, man. And I go to Mike. I go, man, no Michael Jackson is the 80s. And everyone was like,
Michael Jackson.
Everyone's excited. This guy behind me goes, oh, he's the DJ sitting behind us. I'm nowhere near the DJ booth. And he goes, what song do you think I should put? I'm like, I don't know, man. Whatever Mike likes. I mean, Billie Jean's a popular song, but whatever, really. This guy goes up, and Mike and Neri repetitively are like, oh, PYT, Pretty Young Thing.
This is my favorite song. This is my favorite
Michael Jackson
song.
I didn't even know it was your favorite song, but it's everybody's favorite. And I'm like, or is it PYT? And he's like, yeah, how'd you know? I'm like, everybody likes PYT. We're literally having this discussion
in front of the
DJ booth. You plug in your phone. You press play.
No sound comes out.
No sound comes out. Then we hear Billie Jean.
Yeah.
And we're like, and Mike is like, I literally hear Mike go, oh, that's, what the hell is going on? He's looking at his phone.
Yeah, I'm like,
and
what?
And the guy goes, he goes, oh, I got it. And he goes, no, I want to play the one on my song. And he goes, I got it.
Yeah. Like, he put his hand out and he literally waved.
Waved like, shh, hey. Like, he did what we call the Harold black stripper wave. This is what happens when my friend Harold goes to the strip club. He sees, you know, those strippers that are like, hey, $1 for my
yeah
dance?
Yeah, that
you
have,
feel awkward, like, and you feel stripper, like, yeah. Yeah, no, but you feel awkward
because some places, like, they don't do that. Cabarets, they don't do that.
Well, I don't know, I've never been there, but you feel awkward because you have to give $1, but you don't really want to, because I'm like, I didn't even see you.
Yeah, man. It's like, who are you?
I don't even know you. Right? So everybody does a polite thing, or they kind of do the ignore move. I do the, like, whenever they come around, I start having a full-blown conversation with somebody next to me.
Like, the most intense, involved conversation.
Like, I take my phone out and I start waving and shit. Like, it's crazy. Right? But my friend...
What a show.
My friend Harold, what he does is...
Just imagine this every time.
What he does is, when the girl comes, he literally just waves her off. He waves her off as if to say, like if she was passing out flyers at a red light. He's like, no, move on.
He does it
like that.
What do they say?
And they fucking do nothing. But when we first saw this, we could not stop laughing. We're like, this motherfucker just waved her off. So we call it the Harold stripper wave. We're like,
the Harold stripper wave.
I'm gonna use the Harold.
Yeah,
yeah, he's gonna do the Harold.
But that's what the DJ did to Mike.
Mike,
the guest of honor, is like, hey, I already put this song.
The phone is plugged in.
It's already plugged in.
It's playing the song I want. All he has to do is shift the crossfade to pull to my source, to the phone. That's all he had to do. Change the volume.
And then
that's
he just gave the stripper wave, and he's like, nah, I got it.
He's like, nah, I got this.
I could not stop laughing. And then Chris goes...
Oh, that's right.
Chris goes, hey, have you ever seen... This guy reminds me... Like, have you ever seen the movie The Goods? And I'm like, the Goods. With,
the Goods is Jeremy Piven, like the best used car salesman. Ving Rhames is in it.
Yes. So I'm like, yeah, I've seen the Goods. Why? I mean, what does that have to do with? Oh my God, I just fucking got it. Craig Robinson is a DJ in this movie, and he is like the world's worst DJ. His one rule is no request.
Yeah.
And he does it. He hates requests. And whenever he gets a request, he does the most like sarcastic, like, oh, yeah. Everybody wants to hear. And then he plays
the opposite
of whatever the fuck somebody asked for.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen the movie, I like the movie.
That's honorable mention today. It's got to be honorable mention.
I like the movie up until a certain point, and then it just goes.
It goes weird.
It takes a weird left turn.
Yeah.
But that first, I'm talking about the first 40 minutes of that movie is fucking hilarious.
It's really good.
Yeah. Really funny. And then it just didn't have a third act. It's a problem.
Yeah. They didn't end it right.
But man. So that DJ, that's the DJ that was at.
Yeah.
At except coked out.
Coked out and not funny.
Why coked out and not funny at all? And we were just like, holy shit. The fact that he gave you a stripper wave, bro. I was literally like. Guest of honor. What the fuck?
But the best part. The best part was that apparently he walked away while that song was playing.
Oh, yeah. He went to the bathroom.
He went to the bathroom.
He says to take a piss. We say
to go reload.
Yeah, absolutely.
He went to go reload the barrels.
Right.
And so we're there. I'm like, fuck this, man. Because it was already, the night was winding down at that point, you know, like, or it did. But a lot of the people had left, and it was just like the core group, and it, like, so I was like, all right, let me, and I was like, fuck it, I want to sing this song, and I go to hit the volume to put the crossfade to go to my phone, and I turn it down, and it didn't work, and then I'm like, what the fuck is going on, like, how do I do it? And then I turned it on, and I checked my phone, and I pushed it back, and I'm like, all right, I guess, and then someone came up,
me,
yeah, yo, you, it was I you did. And then
and I go, is it this one? And I did the same.
You did the same exact thing.
Crossfade. Just all I did was crossfade, and then nothing, and then pull it back, and that's it.
This guy comes running up.
So
like
when he sees this,
he loses his fucking.
Gosh,
you know what?
Bro, that's it.
You know what? You know what? You know what? You know what? And then fucking presses like all the power buttons.
Yeah.
Done.
You know what? That's it. We're done, bro. We're done.
Fucking done.
Fucking done.
And we're like, what? And I said, what? And he goes, yeah, we're fucking done. How about that? And I go,
how about that?
What are you talking? I'm like, what?
Yeah, like,
and he was like, no, bro, you guys touching my fucking shit? You guys fucking with my shit?
Go to the bathroom.
Yeah. You get 2 minutes. This is what you do, and you can fuck with my shit. We're like, nobody's fucking.
What? And then at that point, I unplugged my phone. I was like, I'm walking away.
I walked away. I walked away.
I was just like, what the fuck? And even Sunshine was like, what the fuck? Like, what is going on? Like, calm down. And her other friend that was there that was helping her was like, Jesus Christ, this guy. Yeah.
And then he was like, no, bro, they fucking come and they fuck with my shit. I'm like, nobody fucked
with your shit, bro. Like, he was like,
everybody's over 30 here.
Yeah.
We're not fucking little kids who are like smashing buttons and pouring fucking liquid on your fucking electronics. Yeah, yeah. We're not fucking your shit up.
Yeah.
We moved a knob that is meant to be moved. Yeah. We moved a slide. We fucking slid a fucking little thing, a crossfade from one end to the other, which is meant to do that, by the way. That's its job. And then,
we made it worthwhile.
And why did we do that? Oh, that's right. Because you didn't fucking play the song that the guest of honor asked you to fucking play, which you didn't even have to provide.
Yeah.
So yeah. Sorry.
All he had to do was not do anything.
Yeah.
And let us play them.
He could have just sat there and picked the song.
He could have just done what he had done.
None of you guys have this guy's name.
I can get it. But
I don't know.
I don't remember. They told me who he was, but I was like, I don't give a fuck.
He tried to like go up to us and fucking.
Oh, that was the dumbest thing. Where I was like, you could tell this guy. He's 12. You could tell this guy is
hooked out.
But you could tell. You could also tell this guy's an idiot.
Let me tell you what's trash.
The funny thing is, remember we had this conversation before about drugs. I'm so naive to drugs that I don't even know when people are on it.
Right.
Unless you're high, because every comic fucking does weed.
Yeah.
That's the only drug that I could go be like, are you high? Because you start squinting your eyes. All that stereotypical
eyes are all red.
Shit, right?
That shit all happens.
It all really happens, right? So that's the only drug that I could tell if somebody's on. Or drunk. And if you're drunk, you either A, got to smell like alcohol, or B, got to be like dropping down drunk. For me to notice you're drunk, right? So the fact that I was able to be like, oh, this guy's on coke. The fact that I clearly go, no, this guy's on coke. It's clear as day.
This guy's coke.
He's coked the fuck out. And yeah. And it's funny because everybody there that worked at a hospital, everybody goes, no, yeah.
Everybody. It's literally like a room full of everybody who can tell.
Expert.
Yeah. Even my uncle's a captain in the fire department. He goes on fire calls all the time, on rescue calls all the time. He's seen every drug out there. He knows, like, even he knew. My, you know, like, everyone there knew.
When I'm the least qualified in the room and I could tell off the bat, hey, this guy's coked out. There's an issue.
Yeah.
There's clearly a fucking
issue. And then the way he came up to apologize to us afterwards.
Well, he wanted to each individual.
But he didn't do anything.
No.
He just stood uncomfortably close to you.
He stood there. I looked up because your other friend, Pico, was there.
Yeah.
Your other friend had said something about me or to me. And so I'm on my phone. I look up to recognize Pico, and he was there. The DJ was there, and he gave me his hand, and I shook his hand, like, not knowing what the fuck I was doing. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I just
remember. He didn't say anything. He just held his hand out.
And he put his hand
in your face.
And then I started talking to Pico, and I'm like, mind you, I'm sitting down. He's above me. This guy, like, I'm looking up to him. And Pico starts talking to me, and then he leaves me alone. And I'm like, oh, thank God I was talking to somebody else, because I didn't even want to shake his hand. He just got me off guard.
I literally ignored him for the rest of the night. Like, I remember, every time he would come real close to me, I was like, my phone is interesting. And, like, I would just be like, fuck you.
Dude, what I wasn't a fan of, man, it's just, like, really low-class shit. This guy,
he says,
it's over. That's it. No more music. And I'm thinking to myself, man, it's going to be a real uncomfortable, like, breakdown for this guy, breaking down his equipment with no music on, with nothing. Right. It's going to be weird. And then the second song he puts on, I can't remember what the first one was.
The first one was
a song. It was a good song. It was actually a song I like. But then the second song he puts on, I go, it cannot possibly be on that album. There is no, and he's on CDs, so I know he's got like an 18 track limit. And
yeah.
There's no reason for you to put this track that I'm about to mention on the same track as on the same album as a Jay-Z track. And he put on a Kenyele, put it in your mouth.
Yes.
Yep. Put That's how he closed mouth. It down.
You want to laugh?
So basically, we're all with all this crazy tension, and all of a sudden you hear this like jazz room, and it's like, tchum. I know I met his best friend. And we're all like looking at each other like, there's no fucking way. And he took me to his house. And I'm like, is this guy trying to like cheer us up?
Like,
like, honestly, I was like, is he trying to lighten the mood by putting a song that guys like
that's funny
shit to?
Yeah.
But I'm like, I mean, we all do comedy here. Like, we're naturally like
you understand laughing. That this is,
we're pissed. Like,
yeah, we're angry. It's not like we're trying to be cheered up. Like, we're like, you fucked up, like, and you're an asshole. Get the fuck out of here.
Don't be putting a Kenyele. That's, I mean, honestly, I was waiting for Slob on My Knob to come on next.
But he put it in your mouth, and I was like, oh, okay, I get the hint. Here's the thing. When I used to DJ, when it was a kids party, when it was like, not a kids party, like 12 years old, when it was like a 22-year-old, 23-year-old party, and everybody there, like, you gotta, like, just like comedy, you gotta know your audience. Crowd,
yeah.
And when you look around, they would ask for that. Like, that would be, that's the equivalent to New York, Frank Sinatra. Like,
right.
When you put that, the fucking party's over.
Are you saying
done, son?
Yeah.
It is done. And you only put that because, one, they request it, and two, you're closing up shop. You're already picking up all your shit.
Right.
You're breaking down all your equipment. And three, you've already gotten paid.
Yeah.
So there's no like, hey, that was inappropriate, we're not going to pay you anymore.
I'm glad they didn't pay him.
So,
I was told that he was not. They didn't pay him.
Well, here's the thing. I'm surprised because I thought he would get paid, but I'm not surprised because he didn't do anything to get paid.
He didn't. I would not have paid him.
Yeah, but
we also could have done a way better job with like a set of speakers and
an iPod dock. An iPod sound system would have been the best.
But when he started playing that song, I laughed to myself because I was like, that's the song you play when you want everybody to get the fuck out.
That's the fuck off song.
Yeah, that's the fuck off song. But the reason why I was laughing is because I was like, this guy still has the gall to tell us to go fuck off.
Right.
When it's him that fucked up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, that's it. Yeah. Like, I don't understand. Like, I was laughing. I was going to tweet that shit. I was going to be like, hey, so when the DJ plays, put it in your mouth, that's pretty much, at a family party, that's pretty much over, right?
Party's over.
And the reason I did it is because I was going to wait to talk about it on the podcast and then tweet this shit out later, but I was like, this is absurd.
Yeah, it was absurd. So bad. I mean, it was a good time. I had a great time. It was right up until
the end. He made it uncomfortable, but I mean.
We made it. Like, we saw the craziness of it. We're just like, this guy is so fucked up, and he's so ridiculous.
My favorite part is breaking down and taking things into Sunshine's like house because it was at her apartment complex.
Oh shit!
And then we all helped out. We all helped take stuff back to Sunshine's apartment.
Yeah, let's talk about that, man.
And so we're walking through an apartment complex. It has like long hallways,
And so,
they're very narrow. They're very narrow,
very
hallways.
Narrow hallways. So
like
then,
that kind of hallways where shit echoes, right?
Yeah. So then we get to her apartment. I'm holding a lamp and I go, hey, where do you want me to put this? And she goes, oh, that goes in the living room right there. She points to the living room. I walk over to the living room and I plug in the lamp. There's nothing else in the living room.
Just
like there's a lamp.
There's just
and
a nary in there.
And a couch.
And nary.
And then the sliding glass door for the backyard. But there's nothing else.
There's no living things.
Right. There's no living things. There's no TV. In my mind, there's no reason for anybody to come back here at this point. So I let out a fart that I've been holding in
for like the last 15 minutes. Why were you holding it
in
there?
Because you're walking through those narrow hallways and I didn't want it to echo because then everybody would know that I fucking blew a fart.
I heard it anyway.
Well, you heard it. Let's be honest. I really don't even, not that I have much shame in my life, but I just didn't want the host of the party, the hostess, a female,
right,
to hear me fart. I'm like, you know, if the guys hear me fart, fine. It is what it is. If a girl hears me fart, like, I'm like, again, I don't, not that I have any shame, but I'd rather her not hear me fart. Right?
Sure.
Yeah.
So I blew a fart.
I don't think she heard it.
No, she didn't. If she heard it, then what follows is her fault.
No, she didn't hear
There's
it.
No way.
Because you had found a guitar. Chris had found a guitar.
Yeah, I was like strumming on a guitar.
You're making noises.
You strumming on a guitar.
That probably inspired you. And you went, there's my cue. There's this my fucking cue. Asshole's playing a guitar.
Somebody's doing something with noise. I could, you know, cover this up. And I fucking blow a fart.
Like,
I just stand there. And I'm smelling it. And I go, oof. This is not good. As this happens, this is the timing of it. Fart. One, two. Then I see Sunshine walking towards
the hostess.
I'm looking behind me and I'm thinking to myself, there's nothing back here. There's no reason she should be walking here. So I start at this point walking towards her. And I don't know if it was, I don't know subconsciously. I was trying to block her from getting back there. I don't know what it was. But she went right by me, like if it was a mission. Like it was almost as if she got a text message. Check the living room.
Check the living room.
There's a pot of gold. And she was like, "Hey, what's in the living room that I've
been thousand times?" But you walked right in my direction.
Walked towards you. Her and I crossed paths. Like
so, now your back is
in the night.
So now your back is to her.
In the night. My back is to her. I'm facing you, Mike, and I go to you. I literally tell you, verbally say, she walked right into it. She walked right into it. She walked right into
like
it.
Like so afraid.
I was like oh my God. That's not my fault. That's not my fault. That's not my fault. She walked right into it.
She walked right in, but like you just went, but she walked right in.
I literally go, she walked right into it. She walked right into it. Like I said it twice. I remember this thing. They go, she walked right into it. Not my fault. Then,
it was, okay, this is the timing. Fart. 3, 2, 1. You will start walking towards me. Yeah. You cross. Oh, she walked right into it. Oh, Nary. Did you fucking fart?
Like, first of all, this is someone I've never even heard curse. Now, I'm sure she does, but I'm saying I've never heard it. And two, she was in mid-sentence.
She was talking. She was like,
group. She's like, look, and I remember, Nary, did you fucking fart?
Yeah.
And I was like, yes. Like, I could not even. There wasn't even.
Like, you got caught red-handed.
Not only did I get caught red-handed, it was one of those things where.
It was a bad one, too, man.
Not only could I have lied. Not only could I have not lied. There's no way of lying through this.
Yeah.
But there's, like, it's so bad. It's like peeling the paint off the walls.
I bailed. I walked out.
Awful.
I was like, I'm not going to get a taste of this.
Stood there for 2 seconds and goes, oh my God. And then put this disgusted face.
When
a pretty girl puts a disgusted face on you, you don't care if you're married. You go, oh, that sucks.
That's not cool.
That's not cool.
And then
she fucking pulled her shirt over her nose.
Like, if that wasn't enough.
She pulled her shirt over her nose. Here's the thing. I remember this scene. She pulled her shirt over her nose. Then she did the Academy Award afterwards walk where she didn't know where to go. And it did left, right.
I gotta get away.
And then she fucking bolted out of her own house. We were all laughing, but still stayed in the confines of her house. She was like, I'm not fucking staying here. She bolted outside of her house, still with her shirt covering her nose and mouth. And I was like, oh, that's really, really bad.
Yep.
But I could not. I was dying.
I could not stop laughing.
Let me tell you something. There's two moments in my life. Like, I have not laughed that hard in quite some time. And the two moments are when Chris mentioned
The goods. Robinson.
Because it hit me real hard. I go, yeah, the good. I've seen the goods. What does this have to do with the? Oh my! And I just couldn't stop laughing. And then when Sunshine goes, walked right into it. That whole situation. It was a sitcom.
That was a sitcom situation.
It was fart. Her passed by me. Oh my god! And I literally, I set up.
She just walked into it. She walked right into it.
She walked right into it. Dude, it was so. Did you fucking fart? It was great. It was beyond funny. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I told her, like, I'm so sorry. But somehow the apology loses its effect when you're laughing hysterically as you're doing it. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
The laughter apology doesn't go over well.
Doesn't go over
well. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, but you should have seen your face. Yeah. You should have seen your face when you walked right into it.
And then you pulled your fucking shirt over.
Oh, my God.
So bad. So bad.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
That was fun. I mean, it was a fun night, man. It was cool. You know, it was good. They raised a little money for me. Got my deposit on my apartment, and it was nice, man. It was really good, real friendly. I mean, it was a lot of fun.
Good
nice,
time.
Nice little send off.
It was funny because you were acting all like sad and like it was.
I got quiet.
I remember distinctly saying to you, "Are you trying to capture it all in right now? Are you trying to like make an effort? Like a you like trying to consciously?
I just capture it all. Think of like." I couldn't think of anything to like add to conversations. My brain was just not catching up.
It looked like you were like, because
I was thinking
about
everything.
When you're in a movie, you know, when you're in a movie in a movie when they're reminiscing or they're having a flashback, and they themselves, like the future themselves, are in that moment, like living it,
right?
Kind of like the movie Scrooge,
yes,
where they're like, oh, I'm seeing everything happen as if I'm not here because this is future me,
right, into the past.
That's what it looked like you were doing. It looked like the look on your face was like, is this future Mike? Do you think you're future Mike? You're not future Mike. You're in the moment right now. I don't know.
Snap. Mike. Hey, yeah. Mike. Hey.
So I made a comment and I said, hey, we don't need you doing any introspective like thinking right now. We need you to be in the moment.
Yeah.
Just you'll think about this later on. And then Chris said, don't think about this now. Think about it later on when you're sad and lonely by yourself.
Yeah.
And to which I added, yeah, you'll have plenty of those moments in your life coming up. And we all laughed, and you still were like,
Well, you just mentioned that I'm going to be sad and lonely soon.
Yeah.
That's what you guys did.
But you have such selective hearing, because you didn't hear the other part. I said, Stop acting like a bitch.
Stop acting like a bitch.
But that was before the fart incident, and then that moment. I think that's what shook you out. And go, okay, this is we have to be.
You know when I laughed when that shit, man. Nary laughed at that goods thing. I laughed when that fucking chick gave you a hug.
That shit made me laugh.
One of the girls that Mike works with. That I was like, wow, this girl's really, really cute. Like, I had seen her in pictures the conversations leading up to the party. Like, oh, she's really pretty. And then I saw her. I'm like, holy shit, she's, like, really pretty. And then I was talking and blah, blah. And everything I would say to be mean to you, she thought was hilarious.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, that's...
She's adorable.
Oh, that's
she's
adorable.
Perfect. She's perfect. Yeah.
Really. And I'm like, ah.
She's a little pixie perfect.
And then I just met her that day, right? Like, I don't even think I spent an hour in the same confines with her, much less like talking to her. And then she said goodbye to me. Well, she said goodbye to everybody, but then she said goodbye to me and she hugged me. And I was like,
you don't know her.
I don't know you. I don't know.
The sunburn feels not that bad right now.
Yeah, I don't.
She has a healing hug.
I mean, she's literally like 4'10".
She weighs like 3 pounds.
She wasn't reaching my shoulders. So she hugged me and I'm like, oh, this is okay. I don't know you, but fine. So then I turn to Chris and I go, don't you think it's weird? Don't you? It's weird when somebody you barely know hugs you and you want to fuck them. We could not. You overheard that and you go, did you say that to her? I'm like, really?
Did you say that out loud?
Of course.
Yeah. Jeez.
And then I just had to bend over to you and tell you, my God, dude. And she made like the kid. Did she give you like a kissing sound too?
No.
She gave me a kissing sound.
She didn't do that to me. And I'm not just saying that because my wife listens to the podcast. I'm saying because she did not give me that.
I don't know, man. But she just made that shit like extra awesome.
Yeah,
I honestly couldn't think of anything other than like, really? Do we hug? Because I don't, even though she was cute,
I don't know her.
I was still very like, I don't know you. Yeah, I don't know you. Really? We're hugging? Because all right, I'm not going to be like, get the fuck away. I'm not a germaphobe, but I'm like, huh, I would have not have thought.
I didn't know if I married it or her. I don't know what I've done.
I'm like, all right, whatever.
But she gave, what was it that she did to
me? Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, like, I mean, yeah, the whole night, I'm like, yeah, this chick, look at this little cute chick. And then, yeah, when she came over, I was like, oh, good. Huh? Oh, I got one of those. Oh,
I know.
Oh, you know?
And that's right, I brought it up.
Dude, yeah, she's this little hug, and I'm there like, oh, a little hug. And then it's like this little kiss sound came at the end, and it was just like the garnish on a fucking sandwich or the icing on a cake. I'm just like, wait, where did that kiss sound come out of? Can we just, what, can we do like that for real? Yeah, like, mwah. And I'm like, wait, hold on. I'm like a very audio person.
That was me.
I'm an audio person. That was you?
I made the pop sound.
Oh, thank God. Thank God, because I was going to follow up with this girl. And
make I think you should myself, follow up
No, with now
her.
I can't follow up because it was your lips. It was your lips. But if it would have been her, oh, shit. Oh. It was totally you.
You're inside of Woody right now.
Oh, my God.
He's
Mary.
So confused.
Oh, fuck. I have to question everything up to my life right now, man.
Jesus.
It was a good time, man. I had a good time. And then you had a very busy week after that.
Yeah, I just finished packing everything into a U-Haul, or as I call it, Tetrising my life. I just basically put boxes and boxes and boxes, bro. It's fucking crazy, man. By myself, I didn't really like you. Chris was working, and you had something today,
but you didn't even tell me you were doing anything. You're like, yeah, I just gotta pack. I just gotta finish packing. Is your words? Like, you said it's very so nonchalant. I gotta finish packing. I'm like, no. You said I just gotta put the stuff in the U-Haul. I'm like, oh, that's not gonna take long. In my mind, I'm like, you have a one bedroom studio apartment. Like, you got there should not be
couch. Desk.
The thing is,
I moved this entire house with me and one other dude in like a matter of 2.5-3 hours.
Right. I'm up on the second floor, no elevator, just a flight of stairs. So I just by myself. Every piece of whatever in the truck was me climbing those fucking stairs, bro. I got to a point where I was like, shit. Like, I felt like I hadn't made a dent. Like, I'd got my bed in there and, like, the desk and some other shit. And I still look around and I'm like, there's still, like, 1,000 fucking boxes in here. Like,
your problem is you didn't throw anything out. You didn't do anything with time. You procrastinated last week.
I
beyond belief.
When did you do this?
I did procrastinate, yeah.
Yeah, he procrastinated plenty.
Yeah, yesterday I packed and...
You procrastinated plenty because last week...
My pack?
Like, hey, yeah, let's go to the movies. And yeah, like, I'm like, you got to... Shit to do, right?
I should have gone through more of my stuff.
Like, you should have gone through your shit and thrown out what's not. That's what you do when you move. You're the only person I've ever met that is moving cross country, mind you, with every fucking thing that you've owned here.
Mike's taking
everything. You're gonna take fucking. You're gonna take pamphlets that you've accumulated somehow, or fucking, or takeout menus that you just had in your junk drawer, and you just emptied out into
a
box.
A bunch of cans of beans over there, man.
I accidentally
have to take those are the ones you have to take.
I still had shit in my pantry.
Yeah, that's fine.
But left the meat.
I totally left everything in my fridge. I just realized that after I left. I have like 2 pounds of ground beef in there, chicken and like a steak, and then like condiments and bullshit that I forgot to clean out the refrigerator before I left. I got the stuff in the pantry, but then as I'm driving the U-Haul I'm staying with my mom tonight so I can leave early in the morning. And I was like, I left all that shit in the fridge. That's a waste of money.
Well, it's going to go bad anyways. I mean, the only thing you could have done is give it away. You're not going to take meat.
I'm not going to throw it in a cooler and be like, this is mine. You know, like,
I don't know that yet, man.
Maybe.
I don't know.
You know, Chris, when... Should I bring up the breakup thing? He helped me write a joke.
What are you talking about?
I remember one of my first bits was when we found out. Remember the Back to the Future, the nerd.
Yeah, I remember.
You know, we found out Chris's girlfriend at the time was cheating on him.
When you say it like that, it really sounds like we found out.
He found out. This story.
It sounds like we like did like Hardy Boy shit together. Mm-hmm. Like looking at it, but
he did the Hardy Boy shit.
Oh yeah,
and then.
How'd you find out?
Well, I mean, we had broken up already, but yeah, I had already found out some shit or had suspicions, and then I just, from the graces of, I don't know, God or some power of the universe, led me to say, hey, you know what I mean? I'm gonna check into a fucking email address.
That he went looking where he should not have gone looking because they were already broken up.
Yeah, definitely. But she kept on with the attempted communication.
She was trying to get back with him,
and I was just trying to find a reason.
She was trying to call him. She was trying to call him a liar or like wrong for assuming that she was doing what she was actually doing.
Right. Yeah, and then I found out she did it, and then I don't know why you bring this up. So what was the? Is there
I don't know because this was one of the first jokes that I wrote when I was doing comedy because this was like right when I started doing comedy, and Chris, well, we started right when I started doing comedy, we found this out. And I was like, this is gold. This is gold, Jerry. Gold.
It
is,
yeah, the golden part about it is I'm so fucking, I was so nerdy with my breakup shit.
The thing is that, okay, so then he goes on and he finds a message.
The irony in this is that Mike had gone through a breakup where he was about to propose to a girl. That wasn't comedy gold. He had to rely on his friend's suffering to talk about on stage.
Well, because I was too close to my suffering.
Yeah, exactly.
I did jokes about that shit, too.
Yes, but not immediately. The first joke you wrote was about your friend's breakup, not yours.
No,
so you're like, nah, I got comedy gold with my friend's breakup. Like, no, you have comedy gold.
It's funny when it's not happening to me.
No, it's hilarious when it's happening to you.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
To other people.
No, no. Yes, to other people. That's how you heal. That's how we heal.
That's how we heal. But so this guy, he found out that she had been cheating on him.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's great. And then he starts showing, like, he has the angry text message conversation, and he was showing me. And then one of them, he literally wrote.
Yeah, it was like, she's like, I wish I could turn back time, or I wish I could undo this wrong that I've done. And, oh, man.
And his response was, well, then you need to get a DeLorean and get that shit up to 88 miles per hour, and then we'll talk.
Yeah, it was pretty nervous.
It was like...
Did she get it?
I don't know. I don't...
What do you mean, no?
I don't give a fuck.
I know you don't give a fuck, but I would have liked to have known...
Did she get it?
Her response, like, boom! If her response would have been like, what the fuck are you talking about? Or...
You just got McFlyed.
Yeah.
Well, the important part was Mike's response to this. Instead of Mike responding going like, either, oh, that's so nerdy, or, well, that's a weird way to reply to that.
Or to be like, you showed her.
Yeah, you showed her. Mike goes, Chris... You're just setting her up for failure, man. Like, what are you talking about? He's like, it's not the DeLorean, man. It's the flux capacitor that creates time, that makes time travel possible. Plus, she doesn't have a precedent in order to,
she doesn't
get
know,
back.
Because, no, the way it was, like, because I went off in the car. Like, I literally was like, it's not
this guy
the DeLorean.
Robert Zemeckis over here.
Yeah, it's not the DeLorean. Like, I nerd raged where I was just like, it's the 80, it's not even the 88 miles per hour, it's the 1.21 gigawatts, and that's what she needs. Does she have the hook with the lightning, or does she have the Mr. Fuel? Like, you don't know. She doesn't know. Well, she doesn't know. Like, we went off on this. I went off on this whole thing against him, and that turned into a joke that I tell now.
Is there a reason you brought it up?
I don't know. That's what I was asking.
I don't know.
Like, why'd you bring up?
I don't know why I felt compelled to bring it up.
About the girl that he just broke up with now.
I don't know. I didn't bring up.
Did he break up with the girl now?
No. I don't know why he brought it up. That's why I asked him.
Did
like,
he
break
up with Batwings?
Oh, yeah.
Tell that story.
I don't know about breaking up. That wasn't really
that's what I said. Man,
sure, sure.
That's why I said called it off. That's correcting myself.
Stopped communicating. Yeah, definitely.
Because this is what we end up doing is we end up talking. That's why. I don't know. That's what I'm talking about. But we end up talking out our shit with girls. We're like, we'll go back and forth all the time. Like, he's probably got more information on me than I remember. I've probably told him shit that I don't even remember anymore. And
well, it's because you have a shitty memory.
Also true. But do you want to tell
I want to hear you tell it from your perspective.
The one with
like I want to hear your excited voice, because I know I went on a rant.
I'm a bat.
The heavy, heavy labia.
Oh man, yeah, that's why you mentioned it.
You can't say that to the audience because they already know. Now you got a Tarantino the shit and got to go backwards.
Yeah, now,
I was saying bat wings, so they don't know what the fuck I meant.
We talked about it already. Mentioned the giant labia.
He says it again.
I think the audience needs to know. Look, I find it funnier if I explain the joke.
Mike has.
We've gone through this, Mike.
Okay. The
you know, in New York, you're only going to have 2.5 minutes.
Oh, we're going to die.
You're going
to... Oh, Mike is fucked over there.
I'm so screwed.
Stop. Dude, you just cut your shit. Cut the fat. Cut the fat. Get to
it. Here we go. Chris...
The four-hour body is joke.
I need a four-hour body my joke. Chris was talking about this girl that he met and he liked, and he was like, all these good things about, man, we went out, we had a great time, we had drinks and this and the other and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, and she's cute. And
bro, a bunch of just awesome things.
Just so many awesome
things that I've been waiting to come across for a while.
Yeah, and I was like, so did you guys hook up? And he's like, okay.
This is what happened.
He's like, okay. She, and he struggled with like a way to tell me.
Yeah,
like,
I couldn't.
He couldn't bring the words giant labia to, he couldn't bring them together. He literally was...
Every time Mike says Jared Leto, there he gets more and more pissed.
Because he couldn't.
You keep giving away the punchline.
The joke, the punch. Look, the giant labia is definitely not funny.
It's just hilarious.
What's happening is.
I've had a chick like that.
His reaction to it was the fact that he was like, it was like.
I hadn't ever had that.
First of all, he says he's like.
The first time was a little weird.
He went to go down on her.
Once or many times?
Those two girls I could think of off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Well, the funny part was is that he was trying to like.
Was she self-conscious of it?
Yes,
no, her.
Yeah. Didn't she say that she wanted you to go down on her?
Well, no, she. That was me. The problem was she.
I told you about that.
Oh no! The problem was she totally wanted me to go down on her, but like nonstop. It's like she didn't want any like even she didn't want to play like just the tip, nothing. She was just like just the tongue, like just stay down there the whole.
The reason
fucking
why
time.
Is because she's
had
less...
the opposite. I had the opposite.
Oh, I wish. Like, hey, I wish. And listen, if I had the opposite, this would be a different conversation right now.
I had the opposite. I had the whole thing of like she would go down on me, and then I would be like, okay, I'm okay, and then I would make like hey, I want to go like you know,
yeah, like how girls
effort,
do
like,
how girls do the reach for right, the wallet, right. You do so the reach for the eating out,
right. So I'm gonna go, and then she would be like, no, I'm good. I don't.
Yeah, that's
like,
awesome.
Yeah, man, I'm a giver, bro. I like
both, but I mean, fuck.
I like to receive as well as give.
I really honestly, giving to me is more pleasurable than receiving. I'm just being honest.
The thing is,
I already have like I knew what she had there because
got it. You were cool with it.
Yeah, I put my hand there and then my couple fingers disappeared and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. I feel like
too. All right.
Yeah.
It was like being in a straitjacket. My fingers were just fucking wrapped up, man. I'm serious, dude. It was like the warmest straitjacket ever.
Finger straitjacket.
Yeah. You know, I've never compared a pussy to a straitjacket, dude, but I mean that
it wasn't a pussy, it was a labia.
That's right. The pussy. That's the best part. It wasn't even
so pussy. So he goes to me, he's like, he's like, bro, when I went down, it was like she wanted me to go down on her, and I was like, she had a giant labia?
Oh, no,
and he's like, yes, I was guessing. I said she has a giant pussy or something, and he's like, yes!
Yeah, I just blew out, oh my god!
Oh my god! How did you, like, I was like,
god! When you were down there, did you look like Bane?
Oh my gosh! It just looked
you
like
down there,
bro. Is that what's awful? It just looked like I had eaten a fucking beagle dog, starting from the ass, and just got it all the way to the neck, and its ears were just like just hanging
out. Jowls of a very droopy dog.
It's the last way I want to look like I have a handlebar mustache. Is my being down there? Yes. Honestly, man, it's not fun. Isn't
that
fun?
Mask on and shit. Like,
I wasn't a fan of it, man.
I am your vagina.
And look, like, Larry, you have dogs, right? It might tell me you're even a dog person.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm allergic to dogs, so I never even get to experience that whole thing of, like, you know, you coming home with a dog and a dog coming and licking you and shit like that. I felt like I had, like, a squad of dogs licking at my face. Oh, yeah. I have.
That's about it.
In the worst way.
But it was just his reaction. I was like, where he was like, I don't know. She had a giant vagina.
My wife, it's so funny because my wife had no idea that this was
a thing.
She had no idea. And there was a video, there was a documentary.
I immediately Googled surgeries and all this shit.
They have surgeries,
What's I going to do? Just tell this chick, like, hey, listen, we can't hang out if your fucking pussy looks like this?
Here's a documentary.
The documentary was about three different women at three different stages of their life, including a 13-year-old girl and the shit that she has to go through with like Facebook and like the pressures that society puts on her. That's really why I was watching that part.
The vagina on Facebook?
No. The fact that this girl had nothing to do with the labia. The labia was one case, and there was three different in this one documentary. There were three different stories. One of them was a little girl. She was coming of age in the big city. And how, like, society and Facebook and all that bullshit, pressures that she has. And the other one was a former porn star who's not married and trying to get pregnant. And then the third one is a good-looking girl who has a big labia, and she feels self-conscious because of her big labia.
I think I've seen part of it.
So that's the cliff notes of the documentary. When we were watching this, she goes, what the hell? But what do you mean? Like, they kept saying big labia, big labia, big labia. And she's like, what the fuck does that mean? What did they, and then we cut here, we cut there. And she's like, what do they cut? Yeah. Like, she had no idea that this was a thing. And I had to tell her, like, yeah, this is, so I had to, like, literally Googled it. Like Google the name of the surgery, like whatever, whatever. And sure enough, you type in a few letters, and then they're like,
it's like, blam! Yeah, Google, so we know.
Yeah, Google's like, oh, the Google documentary. Knows. You're watching this documentary? We got you. And then I showed it to my wife, and she was like, what the fuck? Is that possible? Like, she had no idea whatsoever. And I was like, yeah, no. She's like, that's not, she literally said this to me. She goes, that's not true. That doesn't happen.
That's like, not real. Like,
she literally said, that's not real. And I go, no.
This is from a medical journal. It's not from Pornhub.
Not only is it a medical, not only are the pictures from, like, you know, medical procedures, but I told him, like, no, I've experienced it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you for a fact that this happens. And she was like, no. And then there was other people, her co-workers went through the same reaction. What the fuck is that? Yep. They call them mud flaps.
Yeah.
All these funny stuff.
What do they call them?
Mud flaps.
Mud flaps.
That's really great.
Man. Good.
So you had an issue with that? So you called it off with
you
the
girl? Like, yeah. I don't stopped know seeing about her. I just stopped talking to her.
It,
man.
It's and just, all the awesomeness
I wonder if she
was
knows
erased.
Why. I wonder if she knows why. I wonder
does
if she was
know
like, anything was going great.
I don't know. I have no idea. You know what's interesting? I mean, she's like a super. Her. No, she's like a super independent chick. I mean, when we didn't talk for like a couple of days and she had gone to a conference or some shit, we came back and it was just like, you know, we just didn't plan to go out. And then after a couple of days, it was a normal thing. We just didn't see each other anymore.
But you were doing it not for normal things.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But would you have had her labia not been...
If she would have called you to go out again, would you have been like, sure.
I would have called her. I would have just kept pursuing it.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
What if she had called you? So she never called you then?
I don't think so. I don't even know. Maybe she. So. I don't choose to remember because I don't. I don't have a need to
that's
remember
the
that relationship
best answer.
Anymore. I don't have a need to remember any of that
that's,
anymore.
That just seems as if you're trying very hard not to sound like an asshole, but you're like, I don't. You know what? I don't choose to remember that.
I mean, I already made it clear that I did not communicate, which would be the asshole part. Did she communicate?
That's
with
not
me?
An asshole. I mean,
oh, did she communicate? No, I think
just,
it might have just been like.
I just wish she knew. Like, she, you know what I mean? And again, the couple girls that I remember one girl specifically was like very like self conscious of it. Like, later on, after
this
we had
chick
sex,
was
I,
not.
I was like, hey, next time I want to do this. And then she was like, yeah, I don't.
This chick literally was the opposite of self conscious, though. This was not the opposite. This was like, she'd like grab my head and like throw me down there. Like, drown, motherfucker, drown. It was like that down there.
No, I can't get. No,
please. I mean, I would have found it more normal and humane.
Please.
I would have found it more humane. Like, if I had like a, like if I wasn't circumcised and I had like an extra flap of cock around my cock, you know, like I would probably
like a
also
giant
be,
foreskin.
Yeah, like I'd also be self-conscious. Like, sente tragado, fucking giant foreskin. It's true. It's like,
you just keep pulling it back. Like,
just keep pulling. It's like,
keep.
No, just stuff your mouth with my skin.
And the girl's like, when does it stop?
Never-ending handkerchief. The never-ending handkerchief. Never-ending foreskin. Like, ooh, this is going crazy.
Why
is
it
blue, red, green, yellow? It's turning out these colors.
She's doing that. But, I mean, yeah.
Oh, God.
I think I would be self-conscious of myself if I had that, and I'd probably be like, oh, no, and I guess I'd find that normal. But the fact is, she was just like, I mean, hey, props to her for embracing
that's what
that
I'm saying.
Shit.
More power to her.
Props
man.
To yeah, her. Yeah. Fuck me for being that way, and props to her for doing that.
Because there's going
to
be some guy out there that's just like, oh, I love labia.
Dude, you know what? I told you, and then I told another buddy of mine. He's like, oh, congratulations. I told him, I go,
congratulations.
And he goes, I love that
I
shit.
I never, whoa.
No, like, whoa. Hey, he likes that
wow.
shit.
Wow. Wow. That's
what
a special individual.
What
man.
Can
yeah,
I
you
say?
Hook him up. I'm like, hey, you want to.
That would be great.
You should, yeah.
It should meet up. You got your A1 sauce, right? And
like when I was on.
Yes, you got the roast beef. You got your okay, good.
When I was on Match, there was a couple that I wish I could have just passed off to Chris because there was Chris likes them a little bit. What would you describe the girl that you like?
What's up?
How would you describe the girl that you like?
Smart.
No, physically.
You mean physically?
Yes. Smart.
I know what you're looking for me to say, Mike. You're just looking for me to say.
No,
that.
But you like thicker girls.
I do like thicker girls.
Well, here's the thing. I like what's considered thick to society is what I like. But right. What I consider normal, like if you're in the Hispanic community,
that's average.
It's
yeah.
average.
Yeah.
I don't like them thicker than average. I like them average in the Hispanic community. But that's not to
thick.
Say. I get. Here's the thing. It depends who you're talking to.
Right.
I don't want the listeners to be like, oh, he likes them fat. Because thick to me means, I don't know, man. Like, I want to give somebody who's kind of famous or somebody that I could say.
But they're usually like.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, I don't.
Famous people aren't.
Like, you know what? I don't think Kelly Clarkson is fat. And she's had like major trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
I don't think she's fat
recently,
at all.
Recently, that's right. Yeah,
I don't think she's
awesome.
Fat at all. And she's always been that girl that goes, I don't care what they say about my weight. I'm like, who the fuck has anything to say about your weight? You're fucking great.
Like when you said.
I think she looks. I think Kelly Clarkson is amazing.
Yeah. Like when you said Britney Spears when they were like, oh, she's fat.
Yeah. When Britney Spears was quote unquote fat, she was a size 10.
Yeah.
Really?
She's still
really?
Fucking...
Are you fucking kidding me? Please. That's real to me. That's a normal chick. That to me is what I call a quote thick chick, but society will call them, like white people, celebrities will call them fat.
Yeah, for a celebrity, like that's fat.
Yeah.
I'm talking a little thicker than that.
Yeah, yeah. I like heavier chicks. Right. Yeah, I'll take them sometimes, man. And I dig it sometimes.
Well, no, like you like it.
To each his own. I mean, he's dated some very pretty girls.
My friends I have a friend who literally only likes a real thin
really
girls.
Petite.
And I'm like, I can't.
Yeah,
you know, I don't get turned on by that at all. Like, nothing. There is nothing
too,
about even if she's pretty,
thin.
I'm like, no. Like real thin.
No, that's
like
no.
Just. And he's like, oh my gosh, she's so hot. And we call, that's Harold again, fucking Waver.
Harold the Waver.
Yeah.
That's
we call
shit.
Her, oh, that's a Harold chick. We literally say that's a Harold chick.
So funny. Yeah. Skeletor.
Yeah. We're like, the thinner, I don't think he's ever met a chick that goes, oh, that's too skinny. I don't think he's ever said that.
Really?
Like, I don't.
Wow.
But there was one girl that I was literally like talking to on Match.com and I didn't know how to say.
Is the girl on the blog?
No. That
guy, oh, yeah.
He knows that story, too.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you get hooked up with her?
That I wish until I saw the real camera angles, that chick did some impressive shit.
She did photoshopping.
Hey,
bro.
No, advanced photo. She used like Adobe After Effects on that shit, man.
Yeah, there was some
I don't
crazy.
Know what she did to herself that she looked that good on one picture, and then she looked like Godzilla on another picture. Oh, weird.
Bro, I'm not making it up.
But I'm not. You showed me pictures. I'm not doubting the fatness. I'm doubting why you would continue talking to her when the name of her blog is Fat Chick Loves Sex or some, you know. I'm really not exaggerating by that.
Yeah.
I'm really not.
Yeah.
So why would you continue to talk to somebody who, if you don't like fat chicks, says
and fat
chicks.
I even told him, I go, just hand it off to me, man.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Just hand it off
you
to me.
You want
to
know why? Because he had given me shit at a certain point because he says I was being too superficial. Remember I broke up with that other girl?
Yeah. Way to prove him wrong.
Yeah. No, I
way to prove him wrong.
No,
I give her a bullshit excuse in the middle of a date and then walk her and then be like, peace out, I'm sorry,
right.
Even though after you got me in a lie.
No.
Oh.
Jesus.
way to prove him wrong, shallow
Mike. Yeah.
No, but
shallow Mike.
Well, this helped me.
What's a chair made out of?
Steel. But you got a big toe.
You got to weld it better.
Jeez.
In the corner.
She.
That's my kind of chick, Mike.
Shallow Mike.
Shallow Mike.
Oh my gosh.
Well, the thing is that she. When we were talking, there was a lot of stuff going on. I'm like, bro, I would show Chris, and I was like, nah, there's a lot of, like, I you know, she's heavier than I knew she was heavier, but you saw the pictures.
Yes, from the title of her fucking blog.
No, but you saw the pictures as I was getting them.
Right.
Right? So I'm like, yeah, bro, this girl, you know, she's a little thicker. And I was like, I'd just gone through a very super, like, I'd broken up with this girl because I was, like, not attracted to her anymore. And I was being very superficial in who I picked when I was dating. And then I was like, let me give this a shot.
You're very picky. They got to be of a certain weight class. They got to have a jaw.
They got to have a jaw.
They got to have a jaw.
Very important, the jaw.
Oh, man. Jaws are just out the window with me, bro. Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
Jaws are important. But then I tried.
Do you have any labia preferences, Mike?
I want one with character.
Okay.
The labia
one
has to have character.
You know, maybe I was spoiled too, bro. You got like gray leg, and then I was like, "What the fuck is this all about?" No, but that was.
Advanced. I think it's like you weren't warned.
That was like advanced.
It was
were
a
you
surprise.
Warned too? No, I wasn't.
But like, did you finger blast her beforehand?
I did.
Then you should have known.
No, but it was. I thought to myself,
"You just never seen one before,
but you know
so
what?
You didn't even know that was
I never
a possibility."
Seen, I never seen one in person. I knew it was a possibility, but when I finger blasted, I was like, you know, maybe it just
feels.
It's a feel. I go, maybe who knows. Maybe it's not as...
Maybe it's just the position she's in. It's just pushing everything down into that area.
I remember when I first got it, I was like, oh, cool, like in the movies. By movies, I mean porn.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, cool, like in the movie. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not like your friend. I was like, yes, I've hit the jackpot. But it never crossed my mind to be like, I was like, oh, okay, something different. That's fine. It was totally...
But I don't, that was, but that he was kind of the one that motivated me to even go after. To still keep talking.
I think
to that
you.
Girl.
I think by motivate you mean that you went after her out of spite.
No, is that the word?
I was trying to prove.
That's
I was
what
trying
it was.
To,
you're trying to prove me.
I was trying to prove him wrong. Also, I was trying to.
But you've also found like attractive chicks unattractive. So it's like,
yeah,
again,
yeah. Me. I mean,
but that's fine. Hey, you know what? I told my DNA, fuck it, bro. It's your personal preference.
That's what. At the end
that's
of the
when
day,
I learned. That's when I learned. I was like, brother, I'm gonna like what I like. I can't.
Yeah,
that's
true.
If someone calls me superficial, it's like, all right, but I'm the one that has to live with my decisions, right? I can't just go out with someone who you tell me to.
I made a statement earlier, months ago to you, Mike, and I said, it's because you've never had a girl be evil to you. You've never had a shitty girl. Like, there's a difference between the girl was fucked up, she cheated on you, but you didn't know it.
Right.
And she broke up with you when you were about to propose, even though she didn't know that.
I don't know if she cheated on me while we were together. I can't, that's not all proof. Right.
3 months later, she was getting married and she was pregnant. Whatever.
Yeah.
Let's not.
It was 3 months?
Yeah.
No, it was like 6 months.
It was like 6 months and she already had a bump.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So, okay. So, for a guy who believes in science, let's go ahead and not pay attention to that. Yeah, why would we look at facts and numbers? My point is that you haven't had somebody be evil to you. You haven't had a really shit, like you've had a bad breakup that hurt you, and that's fine.
Right, yeah.
You haven't had a woman who was mean and like made you like feel bad about yourself.
Right. Because
then when you get a good girl, then you understand the difference. And I think it's just because they've all been cool chicks for the most part, you know what I mean? That you're like, yeah, whatever, I'll get another one. And again, it's a good problem to have.
Well,
it's a good, because it's not like, I'm not wishing it upon you. Like, one day some girl's gonna fucking fuck you over and make you feel like shit. Like,
why would you want that for me?
No, you don't. You don't want that. Idealistically, realistically, and I don't think at this point you will, because that happens when typically happens when you're younger, because you fucking don't know what
I
you
didn't.
Want.
I didn't date a lot. Like I didn't have girlfriends a lot when I was younger. That's kind of what set the precedent, because I didn't have girlfriend. And then when I got into relationships,
which is fine. I mean, again, to each his own. We talked about this already. To each his own. I just think that
you know, like that I would see girls, but none of them. I never really had girlfriends, like relationships. So it's like, you know, it's catch 22. I mean, I guess you learn things in those situations that I don't know yet. Like, there's sometimes when I get involved.
Again, the shit that I went through personally, just projecting, the shit that I went through personally with former relationships was, like, I learned a lot about myself and I learned what not to accept from other people. Like, I'm not accepting somebody's, I don't know.
Negative attitude.
Not only that, but I got to learn, like, I'm worth more than I was given.
Right. Yeah.
At this point, you're 30-something years old. You don't have to learn that. You already know that.
Yeah, right. I got it.
You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. I doubt it's ever going to happen to you at this point, because you're fucking 30-something. You know what you want. You know what you don't
You never
want.
Know, man. Someone could fuck me up royally any day now. Who knows?
Crossing fingers.
New York is a crazy town.
And hopefully she's beautiful.
Yeah.
I hope she's not. I hope she's ugly.
I hope I give an ugly girl a shot.
I'll be honest with you. I've seen the pictures of girls that you've dated recently.
Yeah.
In the last year and a half or so, whatever. Mm-hmm. Or maybe even a little bit before that. And every single one of them is better looking. Every single one of them is better looking than the girl that you know, got pregnant and broke up with you and cheated on you. The one that you don't want to admit to.
Right.
The girl that broke your heart.
I know which one we're talking
every
about.
Every other girl that you've shown me has been better looking than her, in my opinion.
Yeah, I was fucked up after that for a while.
So I hope the one that fucks him over is an ugly fat chick, just so he could be like,
I was right to only go after the good looking ones.
Damn you, Chris! How do you do it?
Yeah, Chris, I'll leave them to you.
Was this girl the girl with the big labia? Was she fat, Chris?
You know, I mean, she wasn't thin. That's for sure. that's given.
Did you think that her big labia was because of her weight?
No, man.
I used to think big labias were because the girl was a whore. Like, I used to think it was because the bigger the labias, because the more sex you've had.
That's not true.
No, it's not the case. I mean, I think that can happen, but not to that effect. Not to that effect.
There's a difference between stretched out vagina
and
big labia. People understand. Google this shit, guys.
Yeah.
If you're at work, don't Google it on your work computer. I'm not responsible for you losing your job.
Oh, man. Dude, what got me? This pissed me off. It pissed me off to an extent. And I presented this idea to girls, and they're like, "Well, yeah, duh." I said, "Dude, this girl would always wear dresses, right? And she had a thick figure, like what we would consider thick. Yet somehow it looked like, you know, like somewhat hourglassy." And I was like, "Damn, that's like a rarity."
It was like, it's not an hourglass.
That's nice.
It's a month glass.
Yeah, sure, month glass. Sure.
It's still glass.
Two week glass.
It's a month glass. Like a month has passed by. Like it's not an hour.
It's a solid glass.
Yeah, it's a full on sand calendar.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Basically, she would wear Spanx underneath every fucking dress, and that was a secret. Because when she took the Spanx off, straight up, it was just like. Yeah, it was just like
it went from a week to a month.
It went from a solid shape to just spilling liquid on a flat surface.
Well, that's what Spanx does.
That's what the girl said. They go, "That's what Spanx is supposed to do." I go, "Yeah, fat ass is gonna put on some Spanx now too, and it's gonna look like I lost 40 pounds, and I'm gonna take it off and be like, I fooled you onto this dick, bitch. Take that." What the fuck? I don't get you onto this dick.
I pulled you onto this dick.
That's so funny.
That's the title of the episode.
I had somebody once tell me, they go, you know, because I was very self-deprecating and a very self-conscious person, like growing up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You make fun of it before they can.
Right. Up until I started doing comedy, I was like very, very, very like self-conscious, whatever. And I had a girl during that time tell me, you know, for as much shit as you talk about yourself, when you get in the bedroom, you're like take charge kind of guy. You're like,
I never know when this is gonna happen again. So
I gotta make sure I do all the things that I can. I made the statement. I was like, well, to be honest with you, I'm not fooling anybody. It's not like I got you in the bedroom because you thought I was gonna be not fat. Like if you're
not
like
fat,
yeah, like I am who I am. I got you in. If I got you in a bedroom, my mindset was always, I got you in a bedroom. You know what you're getting yourself into. I'm not fooling anybody, so it's not like taking off Spanx or anything. It's so true, in my mind,
I've had it with the bra. The padded bras come off.
Yeah, right.
Or the tits just fall off, like down to the belly button.
Oh, yeah. So in my mind, I told the girl, I was like, if I got you in a bedroom, I'm not fooling anybody. If I got you in a bedroom, it's go time.
You're here because you want to be here.
I didn't slip you anything. I didn't slip you a fucking Mickey or anything. I'm gonna slip you this dick. But that was it.
yo. Get this dick. Yo. Specific poop. You want this dick?
I got some dick
right here for you.
What a weird way. Like you have to chase her around the room. You're like, I got it over here. I got it over here. You can't see because the lights are off. But I got the dick out right here. Oh, by your head. It's up by your head. Ah.
Oh. A, B, C, E, F, G. What happened to the D? Oh, it's coming.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, look what we've devolved.
I just made that up right now. All right. I really did. I really just made that up right now. I was proud of myself. I really proud of myself. All right, let's go into the old school picks.
Oh, man. Yeah, let's. This is fun.
What are we doing now?
The old school movie picks that we do. Last week was. Hold on.
Last week was The Crush.
Yeah, the old school movies.
Oh, all right.
We're old school movies.
How old school is old school, though?
Well, the thing is, it just can't be a popular old school movie. So Top Gun's out of the question.
No Godfather,
no Goodfellas.
Does it have to be like before 2000?
No, it just has to be.
It's not a matter of time. It's a matter of in the consciousness.
Because we're definitely picking the goods as a...
Yeah, as an honorable mention.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it just has to be something that people would have forgotten about.
Oh, something people would have forgotten about that you still like?
Yeah, that you like.
Yeah.
So last
and it could
week,
be yeah you like for all the wrong reasons.
Yep, it could be good, bad, good. It could be a bad movie
that you like.
So
Mike's favorite movie was Best of the Best.
That movie is just god awful. That movie is an abomination.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's gross. What are we doing? What are you looking for?
Go ahead. I'm looking for something else. Go ahead.
So Enemy at the Gates, bro. That movie. It is awesome. I mean, have you seen
it? Is that the one?
Jude Law and Ed Harris.
Okay.
You don't like it?
I haven't seen it.
You gotta watch. It's really good. I picked The Crush with Alicia Silverstone and the guy from Robin Hood Men in Tights.
The guy from Saw?
Yes.
And Princess Diaries or whatever?
Whatever. And then...
the guy from Saw.
Carrie Oles.
Oh, you're talking about The Crush.
Yeah, the guy from Robin Hood.
I thought you were talking about Enemy at the Gates, and I'm like, what? Who the fuck is in this movie? I was like, no.
You picked it.
Yeah, I was like, what? It's the wrong movie.
And I'm going to go, and then Drop Dead Fred, I didn't watch, but.
Drop Dead Fred.
I remember it.
That's a listener pick.
Yeah, we had a listener send that one in. And then honorable mention was Passenger 57 with the Snipes. And
which is going to be in Expendables 3.
He is?
Yeah. Sylvester Stallone tweeted it.
Thank God.
What? Yeah. And is Steven Seagal?
Is he going to play Blade?
He didn't say anything about Steven Seagal. Yeah. He said something about...
So is he going to play Blade?
Is he going to play Blade in the movie? I love that funny movie.
He said... I actually watched Blade 3 the other day, actually.
Oh, man.
Sylvester Stallone tweeted about him. Tweeted about Mickey's back. Mickey Rourke is going to be back.
Yes.
Tweeted about Wesley Snipes. And tweeted about somebody else, but it wasn't Seagal.
I hope they give Mickey Rourke more to do.
Yeah, I don't think they will.
He was awesome in Iron Man 2 doing shit.
I don't know if he was awesome. He was.
Yeah, man. He was good.
I like. You're right.
He was just, good.
It's an easy joke. All right, take it easy.
He was good, man. He's the you lose. And he's spitting blood at him. All that shit. He was great with the accent. They should give him more shit to do. So, man, I feel a lot of pressure to.
And these are any movies, right? They're not just comedies, apparently.
Any movie. It doesn't really matter. Man.
Wow. So many.
Okay. So this is my last one. I got to make it good. I'm going to go with The Naked Gun 2.5.
Okay. Okay.
That pretty much epitomizes what an old school pick is for me.
Naked Gun 2.5.
2.5. That's the one where he's married.
No, he's not.
Wait, isn't that the one with Reggie Jackson and the assassinating the queen? The baseball game where he's the umpire?
I don't think he's married in it.
Oh!
You know what I'm talking
That's
about?
That's the best scene
that,
ever.
Where he's
That's
like,
the best scene he ever.
He throw the ball and he's like, strike? Oh,
That's the best scene. I honestly don't think that's 2.5, though.
Is that
you're talking about the baseball scene? I think is part one.
Because the oh man,
I think it's part one. I think
whichever one that baseball scene is.
I think 2.5 is where it was. George Washington, not George Washington, George Bush. The Pope was in it.
Oh yeah, where he
yeah, I don't think it was part. I mean, I haven't seen him in a long time. I know that scene very well, but I really don't think that was.
Oh, you know what? I think it is.
I think that's part one, man.
The first film. Yeah. Baseball game features made it for Jay Johnson. Yeah, it's Naked Gun number one. Okay, right. So we're gonna go with Naked Gun, the first one.
Okay.
I thought it was 2.5.
No,
I gotta.
2.5 was. Amazingly funny. Like 2.5 is one of those things. I like 2.5 better than I like the original one.
Right.
Aside from that baseball scene, don't get me wrong, it was phenomenal. But I like when they had safe sex. They
go and it was
and the full body
the giant term. Body condom.
That, I mean, that to me when I was a kid. And then when he was hanging off the building, he was hanging off that gargoyle, and it was a gargoyle's dick.
Yeah.
And the lady comes out, and he's like literally hanging on to a gargoyle's dick, and then he just and he just had this like. I remember as a kid,
yeah.
The funniest shit on earth.
But yeah, no, just for the you
or
know
as O.J. Simpson said it, earth.
But but yeah, and Naked Gun, the 33 1/3 was the one with Anna Nicole Smith.
Yes,
that's the one I remember. That one that they were bombing.
That's the one that they had. Oscars. That's the one I think is that the one that had the microphone still. He still had the microphone on when he was.
No, that's 2.5 because he's with the. That's when he. Shit, man, I get them all mixed up.
Yeah, I get them mixed up, man.
But the Naked Gun movies are the first, the 1 and 2.5 are fantastic. 33 1/3 is all right, but it's that baseball scene is still one of my favorite.
That baseball scene was great when
when
he called a strike before the ball even got there.
Yes,
holy, I was fucking pounding the wall.
It's like the ball's in it. Strike, fine.
Yeah, and that was like a year ago. I remember watching this in a green room. And I'm pounding, literally hitting the fucking walls, laughing at this scene. Going,
yeah, bro.
Motherfucker, before the boy even got there. Ah!
It's so good.
That was great. That was a great scene.
Naked Gun. So
you got four.
What?
You got four as well?
No. We're just picking one each.
Oh, we picked one.
Yeah,
I'm fucking idiot. I picked four.
Well, good. I mean, maybe.
Well, good because we've picked before. We've picked the like these are from last year's.
Yeah, we have a.
These
bunch,
are all the ones
right?
from last year. Oh. So there's a chance that.
There's a chance
that we may. I'm glad you picked four because.
Oh, okay. I'll throw them all out there. Some of them mirror a lot of
pick,
shit.
Pick one, and we'll tell you. Pick your favorite one, and then we'll go down the list.
My favorite old school movie. Okay. Man. Okay. Then I have to probably say of these, my favorite one is since you guys kept talking about Leslie Nielsen, is Dracula Dead and Loving It. I haven't seen that. I know you haven't seen it, man. That one is so fucking good, though, man.
Yeah. Dracula, Dead and Loving.
But it's like everyone's least favorite Mel Brooks movie.
It's one of my favorite ones.
I love it, actually. I love that movie.
Because I love...
Here's the thing. I think it's one of the people's least favorite because of...
The time, maybe, when it came out.
No, I think it's because of the other... Like, when you say, oh, it's one of the least favorites, you're like, yeah, but look at the ones who are the favorites.
That's true.
You're comparing it to Spaceballs. You're comparing it to Robert Men in Tights, Blazing Saddles. I mean,
yeah, Chris and I are picking
the fourth best Mel Brooks movie. Is not a bad thing.
It's like saying Tarantino. That's true. Yeah. It's like Jackie Brown. That movie's really good, but it's just not Tarantino.
Yeah, like favorite. That Jackie Brown was not that good, and I'm like, compared to what?
Yeah, it's compared to the other fucking mass.
Yeah, the other ones are amazing, but it's that's still than a most good movie. Other movie. Yeah.
It's better than most movies.
But I haven't seen it. I want to watch it.
You ever see Jackie Brown?
Now, Jackie Brown, I haven't seen, but no, I'm talking about Dracula
Dead and Loving.
The story of Jackie Brown didn't interest me at all. Like, I remember coming off of Reservoir Dogs and coming off of Pulp Fiction,
yeah.
And I'm like, and then now I saw the preview for Jackie Brown, and I'm like, 500 grand, what is it, 500,000 or something?
Yeah,
it lost.
I think it was 50,000. Yeah. And in my mind, I remember thinking, that's it. We're watching this movie for 50
I lost
grand?
Interest in that movie like after 10-15 minutes. Like, I never let it get rolling. They told me that you have to let it get rolling.
It was just a cool movie, the story.
But Dracula Dead and Loving It has one of my favorite scenes when he would try to kill the vampire girl.
And he kept bleeding.
Poof, and it would launch blood.
I got a little part of I haven't seen the movie.
This is not a spoiler or anything.
Really? Because it seems as if you're telling me about a funny part in the movie.
Yeah, it's hilarious. But haven't you seen the same movie like 40 times? It'd still be funny if you watch it.
It's funny, dude. The movie's great. The movie is fantastic. Renfield.
I mean, it's not even ruining Iron Man 3 or anything. That fucking movie.
Damn.
I loved it.
But
that spoiler, bro.
What?
What did they do with that character?
Mandarin.
Yeah. We've talked about
it. Someone spoiled it for you? Someone spoiled the Mandarin surprise?
No, they did. They spoiled the Mandarin.
Right.
Some people liked it and some people hated it.
I've never met anybody who knows about the comics who likes it. Not one.
I don't know about the comics.
If you like
it. And I didn't like it.
Yeah, that's just
I mean, because I had read up. I took time to read about this character and I'm like, oh, this character's so cool. Yeah, yeah, this is the most epic. It's supposed to be the most epic character in Iron Man.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden that happened and I'm like, wait a minute. Just Mick Jagger.
You know what I'll tell you right now? Yeah.
Fucking Mick Jagger.
I'll tell you right now. I hadn't heard it explained like that. Where someone goes and researches the Mandarin.
So I can be up to date with the movie.
So you can be interested.
I'm sorry that when I was a child, my parents or I did not have an interest in comic books.
No, not that.
But now that I'm older, I gained an interest in at least being knowledgeable of the movie. That's like if I read... Okay, that's like if I'm just the same guy in 1994 or some shit.
Right.
And I'm like, no, never read Jurassic Park. But I'm going to go read Jurassic Park now. Then I go watch Jurassic Park. And it's biggest totally different. Fucking thing is like just completely different. I mean, I have no idea how to even put it.
I actually did that, to be honest with you. I read the book Jurassic Park Part 2 after I saw the movie.
After you saw the movie?
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is that I was defending...
I didn't get to finish the book, to be honest with you. But I got through a lot. I got through... Really, I honestly did get through a lot. I just never finished the book. I never finished.
But... what I will say,
man, I became a reader this year. Right?
He's not a heavy reader until now. But I will say that I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt. I'm saying that I was defending the movie more because I was like, yeah, if you don't know about who the Mandarin is, then the story is just another story. But you go research how awesome the Mandarin character, that whole storyline and all those crazy things that happened, the 10 rings and the powers and all that shit.
Dude.
And... Then you watch the movie.
Especially after I wasn't as happy with Mickey Rourke as you guys. I mean, I thought it was cool.
I thought it was cool.
I just thought it was cool. But that's as far as it went.
Yeah.
This Mandarin guy.
Well, to be honest with you, I thought it was cool, but I think they did the same thing to him that they did to... They took away from his character Whiplash.
Yeah.
First of all, Whiplash in the comic books is a punk. Like he's he's one step above a regular armed robber type of deal.
Sure.
He's not, I don't know what they did to him in the movie. I was like, I think they should have showcased him more and showcased the whole, I know again, we going back to why they did it. They showcase Robert Downey Jr. a lot more because they got to have a reason why he's out of the suit so much.
He's the star to find
the whole thing with his heart and shit like that.
Right. And then also the main bad guy in that movie was Justin Hammer was the Sam Rockwell guy.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that they keep doing that. They're like, oh, the main bad guy is not going to be the most powerful guy physically. He's going to be the sleazy. No, fuck you.
Just well, no. And Iron Man 3, he comes. That guy fights at the end. Like,
yes, that guy fights at the end, but that guy still is shit compared to the Mandarin.
Which is true. And I guarantee people have done what you did, where you went back and you read up on the Mandarin. I'm less forgiving.
Yeah,
because I hadn't heard it explained.
Yeah, like that. Absolutely. I was like, okay, let me get myself educated, because I'm like, you know, I didn't do it when I was a kid, so let me do it now as an adult.
Yeah. So I picked Naked Gun. You picked Dracula, Dead and Loving It.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with Tears of the Sun
with Bruce Willis.
That's the first time I heard somebody literally say, it's time to cowboy the fuck up. And I remember that line in that movie. I was like, yeah,
oh, cowboy shit. The fuck up.
I'm going to do who's that's awesome. I'm going to do that.
That's awesome. I had heard Man Up, but yeah. I had never heard Cowboy Up. And then he said, cowboy the fuck up. And then he said, it's time to cowboy the fuck up. And I'm like, but that movie's dope, man. I think that's one of the most
underrated. I got to watch it. I've not seen it.
You haven't seen it? That's one of the most underrated action movies. It's like an action drama. Dude, that movie's fucking phenomenal. Yeah, like, it really is.
Is it on Netflix?
I don't know. I own it, so I don't know how to tell you. But that movie's it's so good that I'm like, why didn't this get more attention?
I don't understand why
it didn't get more attention. The movie was fucking great, dude. It was
I don't know,
great.
Man. Anyway, I got to watch it.
Tears of the Sun.
I'm going to watch Dracula Dead and Loving It too.
That's what I'm gonna watch.
Oh god, I have that at home, bro. I'll trade you Dracula Dead and Loving It for a day, and you trade me Tears of the Sun, and then we'll talk. That shit is so good.
Yeah, the Tears of the Sun is great. I haven't.
I gotta see it. It's gonna be so much. Dracula, man. Oh my god, in that movie, that part, the location.
No, man, there's so much good in that movie.
I mean, we're just Mel Brooks is fantastic. Mel Brooks is my role model. Now at this point in my life, we were just listening to a 2,000-year-old man in the car.
It's one of the best premise. It's like one of the most best structured jokes.
Not like what the description to what you're giving you right now.
Yeah,
like,
at all. At all. Like
all you have to say is that joke has the best premise or one of the best premises in modern comedy.
Well, it's that it makes it. It's so fruitful. There's so much that you can do with it just by saying this guy's 2,000 years old.
That's it. Yeah.
That's it. And that's awesome, man. Like that's such and the shit that they come up with.
What I love is that it's timeless.
That's true. That bro, like we were listening to it now in the car, and that was what 1960 something.
1967 or something like that.
Yeah, and it was bro still fucking fun.
I've seen the that shit's great. I love it. I've seen have you seen the conversations with Mel Brooks? Like there's like DVDs of him. Just like
him and Carl Reiner.
Yeah.
That's what I have on Spotify.
Yeah,
hey, that shows up on Spotify, dude. I just 2,000-year-old man radio
on DVD. I've seen the.
You can see it.
Yeah, you see it. Oh my gosh! And it's him and being interviewed, and they go through his whole timeline about shit, and then they talk. At the end, they close off with a 2,000-year-old man.
Wow,
amazing.
There's the comedians getting cars.
Yeah.
With Jerry Seinfeld, he does, and he hangs out with Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner together.
That's amazing.
Oh my God. And so it's them two and Jerry Seinfeld.
Is that on YouTube?
It's on Crackle. Crackle.com.
Oh, I gotta watch that.
Bro, that is it. And there's another, he does one with Brian Regan. That's fun.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Yeah. We talked about it before, but that just hearing them like talk to each other,
just banter,
is fucking fascinating, man. Those guys are just fucking amazing. Just super funny.
Great times. Yeah. All right, so that's it for the show. It's a little sad because you're leaving.
It's my last one.
Is it because the labia thing? Is that what we're sad?
That's why we're sad.
But, I'm all right with the labia thing.
I'm still there.
Yeah. He's not.
You still get flashbacks?
Oh.
You still wake up in the middle of the day like,
yeah, I can't breathe. The straitjacket is too tight.
It's too warm in here.
But yeah, man, it's gonna suck. I honestly, we've been talking a lot of shit, and I know I've been joking a lot, man. But I wish you well, and I know you're gonna be great, man. And you're gonna be fucking awesome. And the chair's always here for you, buddy.
Yeah. When I come back,
mic is yours, bro. Whenever you're there, whenever you come back, whenever you want to come back,
thanks,
whenever
man.
You visit, the fucking mic is yours, bro.
So, I'm down.
It's funny because I was telling somebody else this when we were helping put your party together. I was like, I don't want to like overstep my boundary because I've only known Mike for like a year and a half, and then everybody's like, yeah, but you know him pretty well. I'm like, yeah, but I'm not like gonna like people were like, were in the conversation. They're like, I've known Mike all my life. I'm like, all right, cool, man. That's
yeah.
All right. Like, I was just quiet. I was like, I'm not going to be that guy. And everybody later on, Sunshine was like, no, you don't understand. You've known him a short amount of time, but you know him pretty well. And I'm like, I started thinking about that. I'm like, this is, as you're like the one person that I've made friends with as an adult.
Yeah.
Because everybody else I'm cool with. Like, I met, like, you know, like, if I used to work with you, it's a different story. It's different.
Right.
Co-workers or former co-workers. But, like,
yeah.
Like, old, we went old school. Like, hey, man, you want to be friends?
Like, yeah, yeah. We're like, hey, man, you want to be my friend?
You want to be my friend? You want to do a podcast? Cool, man. I'm in. All right.
And look what happened.
And so it's great, man. So thank you. Best of luck to you, Chris. Thank you very much for hanging out.
Hey, thank you guys.
And where can they find you on Twitter, Facebook?
Oh yeah, you can just check out Chris Kwan. Just put it in on Facebook. Chris CHRIS and Kwan CUAN. Yeah, and you just find me pretty much anywhere.
Cool.
He teaches improv, and he has a lot of workshops that we're trying.
Yeah,
to put
what
together.
I mainly do. Yeah, what I mainly do is I teach improv comedy,
improv acting.
Improv acting, but mainly it's for comedic purposes. Your short form.
Yeah, nobody does improv drama.
Yeah, it's not for adults though. I don't do it for adults. I only do it for kids. So it's like ages 7 to 15 or 7 to 16.
Sicko.
Yeah, I know it's pretty fucking nasty, but
it's gross.
Yeah, but yeah, you could definitely.
That's
find
awesome,
me
man. All right, so if you have any kids you want to take to do improv acting, Chris is the guy. And check out Mike at Mike Mercadal. At Nary Signs, at Woobro Pod, and on Twitter and on Facebook. So.
And if you're listening from New York, I need a job, so.
Yeah. Going up to New York without a job. The balls on this guy.
This guy's got huge balls, bro. You're going to run into a chick that doesn't like big balls. Like, I don't like big ladies.
It's going to destroy me. That'll be the one that hurts me. It's like, your balls are too big. And I'm like, what can I do to make you love me?
I can't do anything about it.
That's like, just how they are.
Have balls, fucking surgery. I don't know. Anyways, man, thank you very much. It's the end of an era. But I feel good things for you, bro. So love you. Talk to you later. Everybody else, retweet, subscribe, because that's how winning is done.